You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. And sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
Podcast.
No topics, no directions, but I love doing it.
On riotcast.com.
All right, we're live. We are fucking live. And guess who's back, motherfucker? That's right. I'm fucking back from my Canadian whirlwind tour with Just for Laughs. I'm back with my fucking podcast and my crew. That's right. YKW, fucking dude. Back in the studios. It's good to be back. It's been a long time. Filmed the pilot, did a Canadian tour, a bunch of shit in the last couple weeks, but it's good to be back in New York and back in the studio. We got some very special people here, and we have some very special people that didn't show up, which I'm happy with. But to my right, we got Chris Scopo, the motherfucker on the video camera, making this whole thing look good.
What's up, Bobby? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm very. Are you glad? Are you glad?
I'm happy to see you.
You look like you lost some weight, dude.
Yeah, I lost about 15 pounds.
Yeah, you thinned out. No sugar, no grains.
I had grains. I'm back to no grains though. I was eating grains for a while, but now I'm back.
You look good, kid.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. I appreciate it.
We got Kelly Fat Stuka.
Fatter than ever.
I know, right?
Can I help it, Bob? Can I tell you something, Kelly?
Yeah, Bob. What's up?
I want to be honest with you. I like you a little chunky.
I've had a lot of compliments of late.
I like your hair.
Oh yeah.
Your face. You got a pretty face.
Hey.
You look healthier. You fucking. Tits are massive.
They're massive. A lot of black comics.
I want to come on them. I'm sorry. Did that come out?
Yeah. Well,
Colin.
Not yet. Hopefully. Oh, Colin.
Hang on one second, guys. I got to take this. Excuse me, Colin. You're on my live YKWD right now.
What? I'm on YKWD.
Right now, you're on live. Just to let you know, I have to tell you that.
Oh, this is very exciting for me. Hi, fans. Hey, come to Unconstitutional.
What's up, buddy?
Lost his numbers.
Nothing. I'm just walking in the rain.
You're walking in the rain?
Yeah.
That sounds fun. I think wasn't that a song back in your day?
Yes, it was.
I saw
walking
you.
Walking in the rain with the one I love.
I was talking about the other one. I was talking about the 80s, not the 50s.
It's obviously a bad idea. Calling in to a show with four or five people sitting around, comfortable, laughing. I call innocently, calling you back from your fucking rude call at 6:30 in the morning, and now I'm gonna get trashed. That's not the way this is gonna work. That's not the way this fucking dynamic is gonna go down, motherfucker. You get me? No, I'm not calling yesterday. Fuck that shit. You're sitting there cracking each other up. Go fuck yourself.
All right, buddy. I love you. I'll call you when we're done. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
He's getting old.
Jesus. All right, we got Kelly. Yeah, you're getting really.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I don't mind it. I like it. Your hips look good.
Yeah.
I mean, you're you know what I mean. You're
there's a little wobble.
Some people were meant to be a little, you know, chunky.
I think that's me. I think this is what I was.
Here's
to
the
be.
Thing. You either look good shredded or fat. You don't look good in the middle.
When I was shredded though, I didn't have an ass and I lost my titties.
Yeah, you need to pick a side.
Yeah, I think this is the side that suits me.
You gonna stay there?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so. I don't know.
Be happy with you.
Yeah, I feel fine.
Do it. You got big fat titties.
Yeah, man.
Can I see them?
No.
All right. we're going to you last, you fucking twerk.
Do you not know what twerking is?
Twerp and jerk.
I turned his mic down. Listen, I want to go to Mark Norman.
Hey.
Who is, what are you doing?
Well, you have the ads come on when you go to the Ustream.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry about that, Mark.
No, it's, hang Mark. On. Nick DiPaolo's calling me. Hang on here. One second here. Hey, Nick. Hey, you fucking.
Black people.
Yeah. you coming up to fucking do my show, cocksucker? Mark, good to have you back on. It's been a while.
Well, yeah, it's been. I was on this when Liz was boozing. That's how long ago it was, yeah.
How long was it? Okay, over a year ago.
Over a year, yeah. We had a couple buds.
Wow. I remember the first time I had soda and List on the show, and I was like, yeah, help yourself to the beer. I looked, and it was a six-pack each 45 minutes into the show.
Right, right.
They just had beer after beer after beer. I was like, my God.
Oh, it's free beer. You got to jump on it.
Wow, yeah. Well, fucking Jesus. You could have a couple. Call it. Be nice. What's wrong?
The mic was blocking Mark Norman's face.
So we don't want to do that. Yeah. Mark Norman is a very good looking guy. And then we got Bill Dawes, Big Dick Dawes is back. What's up, son?
How you doing, Bobby?
How you doing? How's your cock?
My cock is pretty inactive recently.
Can we see it?
If you show me your tits first.
All right.
Because don't want to see the arms.
What?
But
what the oh my God.
Come on, man.
Did you just say what I think you just said?
No.
Did you just stumble on a fucking slam? Don't want to do the arms. You got nervous halfway through that she's going to hurt you?
Yeah, Kelly, why is that the only part of your body that your show is your flabby, shitty arms?
Like, I know,
why don't
I've
you show
off
your
arms.
Tits or your ass?
I mean, I'm going to say this about Lewis. He really knows how to smash you good.
Yeah. Like, he is me, because he's just a fatty deep down and like me.
You have fabulous moolah arms. You
know the fabulous moolah? they're the cafeteria woman's arms.
And of course, we got fucking Louis J. Gomez.
The rattlesnake.
Oh, fucking a dude who likes Altoids because he doesn't have a dentist. From the Keith Robinson dental plan.
You still haven't gone to the dentist, have you?
They call me the rattlesnake.
No. He puts fucking 9 Altoids in the hole in his tooth. And he lets him melt during the day. Why were you late, fuckface?
I was here exactly on time. By the way, exactly on time to the point where I was fumbling with the gate downstairs. I was freaking out because I knew I was going to be late.
Here's the problem. This is why Lewis is will never make it, like, in life, is because he can never go, I fucked up, I'm sorry, dude. Literally, half of his problems in life, he go, I fucked up, I'm sorry. And everybody would just move on, because he is a genuinely nice person. But he has to defend everything.
Right. I actually took a timestamp on my phone as I was coming on time, because I knew you were going to say I was late.
Show me it.
I lied.
See?
Can't admit it.
He's just a hunk of shit. You should be here 5 minutes early.
I really tried. I'm not going to lie, Bobby. I had to take my kid to get fucking vaccines today. He cried.
Every
in my
time
lap.
It's your... I got a kid too, you fuck.
He's not as cute as mine, though.
We already took that, and my kid won.
By the way, you know my kid's coming to Boston this weekend.
Well, I know.
Did you know this?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I'm the one who got the hotel for you.
Okay.
You're staying in the hotel with us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, good for you. Yeah. You got your car, right? You rented the car?
Well, we're renting a car today, I think.
Jesus Christ, today. I'm paying for one day. I'm not paying for a fucking 5-day trip.
No, we're fucking...
Okay. Jesus Christ. No. No. That should be your fucking nickname. Lewis, No.
Fucking Pilot Bobby. Bobby, this happened last time when he filmed the pilot. He came back just a fucking swag of a champion. Just fucking be Bobby. Be nice, Bobby.
What's a swag of a champion?
I don't know. I don't think before the words come out a lot of the time.
We know. We've heard him. Like
the fact that I've gotten this successful without any thought put into any of my words.
What's successful?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Nobody knows you.
I'm here.
You fucked up.
I feel like Lewis is on like a lesser gear now because like List and Soda aren't here. I feel like you're like a softer Lou. You know what I mean? You're not as aggressive.
I already called you fabulous moolah arms.
Yeah,
I've been here for 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's nice. That's like really nice.
No, it's not
normally,
nice.
No. You would have made fun of my comedy like 7 times already. You lost your stuff, man.
Well, the arms are funny.
Yeah.
I've always had big arms.
No, you didn't. 2 summers ago, you didn't. all right, well, it's good to be back. I miss you assholes, you know. Miss doing the show. I heard you guys did a great job without me, which is fantastic. I love that. Who hosted? Dan, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, he thought he was the host, but really I was controlling the ship.
Really?
I thought so.
Really?
Yeah.
You know we were all there.
Scopo, was he controlling the ship, or was it Dan?
He was like the guy who thinks he's in charge, but really he's not in charge. Dan really is the guy behind the scenes that's in control of everything.
Just let him, you know, because he's a little bit retarded.
Are you fucking delusional?
Yeah.
Are you crazy, Lewis? Are you losing your mind with
crazy like a rattlesnake?
I love how he went down with it to make the sound go lighter. Like you know how to control the mic. Like Rihanna.
I'm a professional. I'm a successful comedian.
You goddamn fucking Altoid.
That is on the YKWD podcast and the Rycast Network.
This is what I don't like the way he plugged.
Daryl.
I don't like the way he plugged. I had him on the show. We did this special YKWD with Ariel Helwani. I was very, look, Ariel's a friend of mine for a long time. I've really never asked him to be on my show. He's a big MMA, Howard Cosell of MMA, right?
Gotcha.
Big guy. I did shows with him from the beginning on this little cheesy Fox show that was cool. And I finally invite him on this show. And I'm like, should I invite Lewis? Uh-huh. Should I just do a one-on-one, or should I invite Lewis? Because Lewis will say fucking Jew and fag, and you know he promises. I go, Lewis, you can't.
Never Jew fag together though.
Yeah,
uh-huh. That was an oath I took.
I was like, please, please don't. You know, because you'll make this guy. He's very corporate. He's in the corporate world, and I can't have him being uncomfortable. You know, dude, I can fucking. Oh God, okay. Scaring me now, but okay.
And was I not, hold on, was I not cordial and professional and knowledgeable?
You called the owner of the Comedy Cellar a Jew.
Well, he is.
Yeah, but not. You don't emphasize the ooh on it.
I landed a hard ooh.
It's only supposed to have one syllable.
But that's not even the point. You did a great job. It was a really good podcast. And then, so he promotes it. This is how he promotes it. He promotes it. This is him, by the way. He promotes it. Join the host. This is him writing this. Join the host of the Hammer Fisting podcast as he sits down with Ariel Helwani on the Robert Kelly You Know What Dude podcast.
Wow. So
he presented it like it was his interview, yeah. And he was just using my show as a conduit.
Right.
Do you know
right.
what I mean?
It's a good word.
And it's him writing it. It's like you're, let's just say, dude, I had a blast with Robert Kelly, with Ariel Helwani on the YKWD show. But he presents it as it's his interview somehow, and he conducted everything.
I'm in the business of Lewis
well
J. Gomez,
well done, Lewis.
I know. That's the problem. As he used to be, I was telling some of this, I go, Lewis used to be this humble, just hustler that would do anything for you. Just fucking bust his ass. Now he's just give me. He's Lewis.
He's got a kid. He's got to make it for the kid, you know.
Thank you, Bill Dawes. I wasn't even thinking about that, but that's also a true thing.
Another way to defend yourself.
That is
from now
one
on.
Of the things.
Wow, you yes. better fucking hope.
He did have your back at the comedy festival, though.
What happened?
Remember when that guy was fucking with you in the beginning? Lewis was like, oh, I got to get down there to fight him. And he walked down there.
Yeah, but that was not for
what
me.
Happened?
That was more for
that.
Him.
Yeah. Well, partially he wanted to fight.
I'm trying to warm up.
Yeah, Lewis just wanted to fucking get a couple swings in. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, you do
that's...
have people's backs. You helped me at CB's once.
Yeah, I fucking, first of all, here's my problem. Comics are pussies, okay? Not you, Bobby. You're pretty hardcore. You'll punch somebody in the fucking face, all right? Yeah. But comics, we have reputations for being pussies.
Yeah.
So, and it just bugs me. That really fucking bugs me. So I don't even have to really like a comic. And if I see somebody fucking with them, like, my instinct is like, dude, I have to go fucking say something.
No,
just for the state of...
But you're a protector, too, though, because of where you came from. You like to protect things that are fragile. Because you were a fragile thing that got fucking kicked around, and now that you can actually, you're strong enough and you have powers in your brain, that you like to use those powers of your strength to protect weak things like Mark.
Yeah, no, my dad wasn't stabbed. So, you know.
You've told this story about the Comedy Cellar before. I mean, about the...
CB's
before. What happened exactly?
It was just a drunk douche. He was heckling me like crazy, and I was like, shut the fuck up. And you're like, if you don't shut up, I'm going to beat your ass. And he was like, try it, beat my ass. And then he stood up, and you were just nose to nose for like 10 minutes.
Ooh,
and the guy eventually backed down.
This is during the show?
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Nice.
Wow. Nose to nose is just fucking, it's just, it's so fun.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you, mother. No, just, I'll fucking murder you.
Nose to nose William? Means you're not going to fight, though.
Absolutely.
By the way, don't say that, dude. Do not say the words, I will murder you. That was my go-to line. I'll look a motherfucker in the face, I will fucking murder you. I'll slice you fucking ear to ear, motherfucker.
Right.
But really.
You watch Bad Boys too many times?
The funny thing is, when you were nose to nose with that guy, he had glasses on, so so he kept having to push him up while you guys were fighting.
It was Joe List.
Yeah. Big blinker.
So anyways, I want to talk about, I just found this out. I don't even know if you know this. Mm-hmm. This is fucking blowing my mind. We're going to get back to Norman for a second, but Bill Dawes has a child.
What?
It's actually his dick. He just puts a bonnet on it. You want to hold my baby?
That's how he picks up chicks. He holds his dick in a fucking...
Walking in the park. He's got his dick in a... with his baby.
Dick in a stroller.
No, he's got his dick in one of those fucking little chest holders.
Ergo baby.
Is this like a recent thing?
He just plops a fucking pacifier in the tip.
No. It was...
His dick keeps spitting out the... That's all his dick knows how to...
He got to burp it.
Oh, my dick keeps on spinning up all over this chick's face. And my baby. Ah, fuck.
Yeah, good for you.
Got it. You guys got what
we
I got mean.
No, we didn't, actually. We were like, what does that mean, dick? Why are you just going right there? So, are you kidding me? Do you have a child?
I have a child from a one-night stand.
What?
Oh, yes.
When?
Damn.
When?
I was 23.
So this is a long time ago.
Yeah.
You have a kid your age.
Like, you're 57 years old?
Mark Norman is your kid. That's the big news, everybody.
Oh.
Mark, Bill had a kid that's funnier than him and more successful. That's what life is, right, Lou? That's what we want.
So proud of you, Mark.
Better version of you.
So proud of you, Mark.
Thanks, Dad. Huge cock.
Well, you didn't get that, but listen.
No.
But you got talent. Humor.
Hey, I'll take it. That's why I'm talented.
Where is this kid and what happened?
In Malibu. It was...
Your kid's in Malibu, so the kid's loaded.
No, there's issues. There's some serious issues. She just turned 14.
Whoa.
The woman you fucked? The mother's 14? You have a 14-year-old kid?
Yes.
Wow. Is she hot?
God damn it. Why would you ask me if my kid's hot?
Really, dude?
That's a yes.
Yeah.
That's a yes.
Yeah.
Coming from the guy who has a dick pic at all times. Literally.
All right, I do got a new one. You guys, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I do want to see it. Do you have a new one?
Of course.
Can I see the new one, please?
Before
I want to see it.
Can I see after, your child?
Listen, after we talk about the kid, we get to see your dick. That's our dessert.
Is your dick pic and your kid's pic next to each other?
Unfortunately, that really fucks me up sometimes. I'm like, hey, look at my daughter. Oops, not that.
Check this out. Delete the dick pic, you fucking perv.
You always need a dick pic.
No, you don't. You have your dick.
What's her name?
Huh?
What's her name?
Olivia.
No, your dick. Assume your dick's a she.
I call it dude's name. Bailey J is named my dick.
You want to fuck Bailey J, don't you? You do, don't you?
I don't know, man. I'm tempted.
You want to fuck a dude. Like, you want to fuck a shemale.
I want to get a good blowjob, and I'm thinking a shemale is the way to
you
go.
You want
to
fuck a shemale. You want to fucking chick. Here's what your problem is. Here's what your problem is. I'm going to tell you, Zaz. You're at a stage of your life right now where you've done a ton of chicks. You're single.
Oh, it's not the jujitsu pants? Oh, no. I thought you were going in a different direction. Sorry about that. I thought I was walking around as an adult in jujitsu pants in the village.
At least he does it. You fucking talk about it. That's all you do.
Bro.
What? You don't know one fucking move.
I live it.
No, you don't. You don't live it? You don't even know a move.
BJJ.
Yeah, BJJ.
Blowjob job.
Yeah. You give double blowjobs.
Dudes, come on. I love two dicks in my face.
You want to sleep with it? You want something different? Mm-hmm. You want to fucking, you're really turned on to the whole, the chick with a dick, and you want to get your dick sucked, and you want to suck a little dick.
Definitely not the latter.
Want to suck a little dick.
I do not want
to
suck a
little dick. Look at me. You want to suck a little dick.
I don't want to suck.
You know why? Because it's safe. You don't have to worry about getting her pregnant, having an illegitimate daughter. You can just suck dick, right? And get your dick sucked, right? And it's like blowing yourself. It's like this fun thing you can do. That's why it is, right?
I don't know.
That's why you're wearing jujitsu pants, right? So it's easy access, so you can pull your
Bobby,
junk
have you
out.
Sucked a dick before?
Yes, for a steak. We all know that.
Really?
I don't know the story.
Very young. Mm. Oh, dude, such a boring... It's not like I... Here's the deal. I didn't ever suck the dick when it was sucked. I knew it was a dick, so it don't count.
What? That counts.
No.
You knew it was a dick?
No, I did it when I was a young kid before I knew, like, when kids experiment, you know, circle jerking.
You know, when kids are walking around with slabs of steak being like, hey, you want to suck my dick for this steak?
You know what the worst part is? The guy I did, he was a nerd. It wasn't even like a man. It was just a kid like a year older than me. Just some nerd scientist, fuzzy hair and glasses.
It was a good cut of meat, though, right?
I was a fucking T-bone. That's why I learned what a T-bone was. Filet on one side, the fucking steak on the other.
Look, oh, yeah. When you see a T-bone, do you have a reaction now? Do you like kind of gag? Mm.
Not your Vietnam.
Dick tingles.
Bone in.
So here's the deal. You got a fucking kid, man. This boy, 14. So where did you meet this girl? One night stand, where?
In New York.
In New York.
Yeah.
Where? Are you doing comedy? Are you doing acting? What are you doing?
She
jiu-jitsu nightclub.
Were you just rolling with female Brazilian trannies? Papi, alopa, tutto bem, obrigado. Oh, papi, obrigado. What's up?
Yeah, so it was a one-night stand. She used to be my manager.
Fucked your manager.
Yeah. You fucked Barry Katz.
Yes.
You fuck. I love when his don't go over. He just stares at you like it's your fault. You fucked Barry Katz. Nothing. Keep going. So you're dating your manager.
I did it. It was a one night stand.
Okay, you're a comic at the time.
No, I hadn't.
So you're an actor?
I was at the end of graduate school.
So you're what did you have a manager for?
Acting. Yeah.
Acting.
Yeah.
So you got an acting manager, uh-huh. And one night you're hanging out.
No, she says, I want to fly to L.A., make you a big star. I manage Matt LeBlanc and Tom Jane. Come
did
on,
she?
Make you a star. Yeah.
Hey.
Does she still manage them?
No, she's...
Why am I singing every sentence?
Did she make you a big star?
God, no. She went fucking nuts. She's out of her mind right now.
Okay, so here's the deal. You hook up with her one night. Was she hot? Older woman hot? Was she
was
Yenta
older.
Hot?
She was 37.
Wow. How old? You're 21.
23.
Whoa. She's not getting rid of that one.
So what happens? Tell me. I want to know what happens. You're out.
She says, we start fighting about shit. Because she's a cunt. And then
well, this would have been hot sex.
That's the mother of your child. Want to settle down a little
okay,
bit.
Okay. The mother of my child is a cunt.
Okay.
So
just be, you know, she's more specific.
We got in a fight, and for some reason I get turned on by the fight. And so we start fucking. And then she goes, I'm infertile, you can come inside.
Oh, that's Kelly's line.
But she's really infertile.
Oh, right.
That's Lewis's line for his asshole. Go ahead, do it. Nothing will happen. I'm infertile in my asshole.
And then you had James.
Did he come out of your asshole?
That's why he's so cute. Yeah.
Just shit him out like a chocolate bunny.
Get those brown eyes. All right, go ahead.
And then she called me 4 months later. She said, I'm pregnant. She goes, it's between you and Matt LeBlanc.
Whoa. Oh, she's crossing her fingers. Please be Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah, God. She really got fucked on that one.
Everyone involved was like, please be Matt LeBlanc.
Wow.
She did.
Yeah, my
she
daughter's
loved
in the womb, crossing her fingers. Please. Yeah.
Does she look like you, the kid?
My kid looks exactly. Let me see if I can show you a picture.
Please, I'd love to see.
Dude, I hope she has Matt LeBlanc's face and you just paying child support for the past 14 years.
No, then I took a DNA test a year and a half later, so I met her when she was 2.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, does she... You're
25.
This is so fucking
I had to
nuts.
Tell her. She's a... You know, I said, you're a mistake, but...
You
so
fucking what?
Whatever. So it's NBA... Every NBA player ever. It's fine. It's not a big
deal.
Are
you trying bits out with your fucking... Let me see. Pass that over to me.
By the way, I got this photograph before the DNA test results were
out. That looks more like Thomas
Jane. Why would you
Jane?
Give it... Listen to me. First of all...
Jesus Christ.
Why would you give it to fucking Lewis? I'm the host of the show, you moron.
Hold
give
on,
it to me first.
I'm going to tweet out my exclusive interview.
It does look exactly like
it's
you.
It's exactly like you.
That I just did with Bill Dawes. I found out about his illegitimate child.
Look can at you show us one when she's 14?
Yeah. Look at the bulge in that kid's pants.
Give me my phone.
He's looking
for
cock
pics. Oh, he's swiping. He's swiping.
You're a good-looking guy, dude.
Very handsome.
Just give me my phone.
Oh, boy.
I bet Bill Dawes' body is just fucking just smoking.
Give me... This is what I want. I want one scroll. I get to spin it once, and wherever it stops, I get to look. That's all I want. All right?
Wheel
spin it once, and I get to look. All right? And we stop. Oh, and there's your huge cock.
Yay!
Bam.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
That's not yours.
That's Matt LeBlanc's.
It's not on camera. Jesus Christ, your dick is
Can I see your fucking abs,
that
dude?
Was a
I
huge
bet
cut.
No, I bet abs.
Here's the deal. Billy, focus. Fuck dumb fucking OCD Lewis. I want to ask you a question, bro.
ADD.
14 years.
Shit.
Are you friends with this girl? Are you her dad? Are you a friend? What are you?
Yeah, my daughter is really awesome. She's a straight A student. But her mom is, you know, I send money and it's.
Well, now her mom is fucking losing her mind. She's got Alzheimer's.
No, yeah. I'm serious. I want to know about this. This is interesting to me. Yeah. You have a fucking daughter.
It's really hard.
Have
man,
you been friends
say.
With her the whole time?
My daughter?
Yes. Or is it on and off? Did you just start up again?
It's been on and off. I mean, I've always been in contact with her, but there are times I don't see her because the mother's like, fuck you. I want you out of my life. I'm never going to see you again. You'll never see your daughter. And then she'll come back 2 years later and say, I need $2,000. So there's a lot of that going on.
Does your daughter ever need anything? Does she ever call you for anything?
No, she's really cool. She knows her mom's crazy, and it's fucked up.
But they live in Malibu. They got to have some money.
Well, she managed Matt LeBlanc. She had friends' money. She had, you know, Joey
okay.
money.
So and she has money.
Not anymore.
It's all
she
gone.
She lost it. So
it's
she's
all
looking,
gone.
She's looking at me going like, okay, you need to pay for everything now. I'm like, I'm fucking broke as shit, so what do you want?
Okay, so
$175 a month in jiu-jitsu lessons, though. I'm just saying.
I sent $350
Dude,
bucks
don't
a month,
listen
which
to this
is
fucking
fine,
asshole.
Which is enough.
Shut the fuck up, Lewis. Don't listen to this fucking shit, Dick.
That's a good point, though.
His parents are dead. They gave him nothing. They didn't even give him an education.
By the way, you know when my mom died, the government called me up saying they had money for me and my sister, but we just fucking, like, I was paranoid that they were trying to, like, get one over on me and trying to get money out of me and extort me, so I was like, no, lose this number.
What?
I think the government owes me money.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, they do.
I love, I hope it was $1 million, right. And I hope it's just, is your sister alive?
Yeah.
I hope she gets it, and never, I hope she got it, and never told you.
She no, just, she called me to tell me to that they were trying to extort us. Yeah.
I mean,
that's wild.
That's not true.
I swear
that's
not true.
That's not true. They why would they extort you?
No, they weren't trying to extort us. We were just idiots, and we were paranoid because my mom was a fucking lunatic.
So why don't you hire somebody to go get you that money?
I didn't have a bank account until I was like 27.
Wow.
You're not surprising anybody in this room. Why are you saying it like it's a shock? Bill having a kid, we're like, oh my God, you being dumb is not going to make... What? You listen. Why don't you get a lawyer?
I should, right?
Yeah, they can. You can get a lawyer, and they could find that money. They'll take a percentage of it, but they could find that money.
Yeah.
They put a thing in the paper for me that same type of shit. These people have owed money from the government. You could have been a 401k. I worked for the government. They had a 401k thing. I was paranoid too because I owed money at the time.
Yeah,
and I was like, I'm not getting fucked. Going to some warehouse and a bunch of cops come up like fucking. With, you know, like Dateline, and I'm going to be thrown in a paddy wagon. So, but your case, you were too young. You didn't owe anything. You had no criminal record yet, right?
At that time?
Yeah.
23? Yeah, I'd been arrested a couple times.
Oh, you had?
Probably.
Well, that's why you were fucking paranoid.
Well, I mean, not a criminal record.
Were you doing
not,
drugs?
Not felonies.
Smoking weed like, and shit. Like, you know, stupid shit like that.
Yeah. Nothing.
Oh, you should find out about that.
I really should.
Oh, what if it's like millions?
No.
What if your mother bought a? What if your mother or your father bought a lottery ticket the day he got stabbed, and it was in his pocket, and the coroner found it, and they gave it to evidence, and the cops had it, and they turned it, and then you won fucking $10 million.
I would pay Kelly to pull out her titties.
How much?
How much?
$80.
How much would it take?
Four numbers at least.
All right, here's the deal. I'll give you $1,000 if you let Bill Dawes tit fuck you right now.
Yeah.
You'll never pay up because you'll make me do it first.
I'd fucking give you $1,000 for that.
Yeah.
What, in front of all you guys?
Yes.
On camera.
Obviously.
Yes. No, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't film it.
I need more.
I wouldn't film it on these cameras. I'd film
it.
You
stream
it,
but we wouldn't post it.
We'd film it on Lewis's shitty fucking track phone camera so that it would be grainy and we wouldn't know who you were.
You
no,
hurt
I got mad
so
at you.
Much.
$1,000, that's more than your kid gets a month.
That's for sure.
Jesus Christ, Norman. God
wow, we
it.
Just met, Mark. Oh, sure.
Why doesn't your daughter live with you? If her mom's a bit
I've talked him. To so many. Basically, my daughter has to want to live with me, and the mother has to relinquish custody. It's a combination of two things, which will never happen.
But your daughter doesn't want to.
Well, she loves her mom. She's not going to just say, fuck you, mom, I'm out of here.
Go
and even if she did, the mom has to allow it. So it's a mess.
Big dick actor in New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, you wouldn't be able to handle a daughter. You're out all the
time. Yeah, I would.
How?
Well, she's 14. She can't you leave him at home?
I bet you your daughter's smoking hot, and you bring her out. Well, you're like single, 38-year-old active friends.
I want to see her now.
Yeah.
She's dripping all over her.
Hey, you calm down, guys.
She's 14, Kelly.
Kelly, stop.
Yeah. Nobody chases 14-year-old girls.
Yeah.
Nobody. You're a camera, Lou. Something wrong with your eye?
Nobody ever fucking Googles 14. 14 on a bus. Let me see. Is she an actress?
No.
She is beautiful, dude.
She's a ginger, full out ginger.
Let me see.
Oh, I love
my
a ginger.
God, dude. Let me.
It's my favorite.
I'm not even kidding you, dude. This gets me emotional because I think of my kid, and you know, I think of my childhood, not knowing my dad now.
And you're happy your kid's not a ginger.
And I'm absolutely. No, but this, I mean, this is. She's a beautiful woman, dude. This is a beautiful young woman that you have on your head. That's your daughter.
Yeah.
And you it's sad that you weren't there in her fucking life.
I've been there the whole time, just
no,
not
dude,
as much
as... No, you're not a good dad. We're trying to say that.
I mean, it must be sad. Does it make you cry? Do you get emotional with that shit?
I think if I have to laugh so I don't cry. No, I try not to fucking think about it too much, honestly. I just try to, like, be there for her and let her know I love her and send her money like she's an orphan in Africa.
Does she... Jesus. I mean, I'm serious. Does it break your heart?
I mean, there's just not a lot I can do, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's really not a lot I can do about it.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
I've talked to several... Calm the fuck down, Norman.
Hang on, dude. Hang on. He went the other way.
Get your hand away from your groin right now.
Oh, sorry. Jeez Louise.
Be nice. Louis, please, for
I'm
the
out,
love
what
of
you,
God.
What's wrong
cute
with
girl.
You?
Cute
She's
girl.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
14, are you sure?
Yeah. Come on. That C-section scar says differently.
She's holding a bunny.
She reminds me of the... God. What's that actress that's in Spider-Man?
Jenna Jameson.
No.
Emma Stone.
Kirsten Dunst.
Whoa. Emma Stone.
Sydney Poitier.
Emma Stone.
Yeah, she's beautiful,
Sydney
dude.
Poitier.
Sydney Poitier.
She looks like Emma Stone.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she's very pretty. That's unbelievable, man. I can't believe that. And do you ever go back and see her?
Yeah. That's part of the reason why I try to live in L.A. so I can.
When was the last time
with...
you seen her?
December. Wow. Christmas.
Yeah. What'd you get her for Christmas?
This is I got her the Game of Thrones box set.
Yeah, there you go.
Which I feel kind of guilty about.
Because she's a girl and
you know,
she's pretty.
All
and
you the can, rape.
You could watch all yeah, that on Netflix for free. Who owns a DVD player? Did you get her a DVD player, too, from a fucking warehouse? Who the fuck?
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Did you ever hear of HBO
That's
Go?
What she wanted.
What about an iPad, you fucking creep?
I got her a fucking Kindle.
There you go.
Which one?
Fire.
Ooh.
Kindle
Fire? Fire, fucker,
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Kindle fucking HD Fire.
That's great. Okay, that's good. We're back in the game. Oh, God, man. That breaks me. I mean, I know that you love her. And I'm not saying it breaks my heart
no,
that kids have to go. Because you know, Lou, the most important thing to you is that James doesn't have the life you have.
Who?
Your son.
The kid that came out of your ass.
Your son. You know, the kid with the speech impediment.
Yeah. First of all, no speech impediment.
I knew that would fuck
He's
you
advanced,
up.
Motherfucker.
I'm Louis Stegelman. That's my dad.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, dude, it's so weird because, like, it's I grew up with her. You're the same thing, dude. I think you're probably the same way as me. I grew up in, like, a really fucked up, abusive household. Like, my mom... like beat me with belts and wires and hangers and fucked up shit, you know? And I think some people they just take their experience and then they get a little bit better, you know? It's always a little bit better than the next generation.
Right.
And then some people go in the complete opposite direction, and that's how I am. Like, I could never imagine touching my kids or abandoning them like Bill. I could never.
It's fine. No,
so Bill, what I'm trying to say is, were you abandoned as a kid or you had good parents?
Well, I was abandoned in a sense, but my parents were together and still alive. But my mom was a fucking drunk, so she was like asleep every time I came home. But other than that, you know.
Well, look, man. Here, I mean, it's just shocking. I never knew you had a kid, brother. You never ever told me that.
No,
ever.
How did you find out?
I asked him.
Well, Scopo saw me do stand up about it like a couple months ago, like, and he brought it up.
I was like, she said it on stage. I thought you were joking.
He said it, and then
I thought you were joking to like having like just for the act. And I was like, you have a fucking
I've seen
kid.
You a bunch.
Like,
I never joke about it.
What's the joke?
Oh, nothing. I just it's not really worked out yet. So I'm just trying to talk. I'm just trying to finally talk about it. You know what I mean? In a way that feels funny but also authentic, which is fucking hard right. for me, at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that you don't really talk about it tells me that there's a lot of pain there.
Let me tell you something. I cannot tell you how many people are like, dude, you got to be a better dad. You got to step up. You got to do your thing. Blah, 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 you got to be there.
Who the fuck says that?
You just
fucking
now.
Fucking Luis Gomez, number one, Luis J right here.
And then, don't take advice from him.
We're not saying
no,
that.
No, but everyone does. And I go, and the more you get in, she's bipolar. The mom is severely bipolar. So yeah. The more I get in, the more she's like, you fucking motherfucking piece of shit loser asshole. You know, I mean, just it's crazy. I can't be near it. You know.
Well, I'm not saying, I'm really not saying that you're not being a good dad. I'm asking you questions about how it affects you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because there's nothing you can in this situation. Look, I chose to have a baby. Yeah. You know what I mean? Lewis just came in a woman and had a baby. But I wanted to have a baby. Like, we tried to make a baby.
Yeah, I know.
And now to have, it's like, there's a difference because we wanted this. We waited a long time. We had a long time together, having fun, going to Aruba, sleeping, napping, not giving a fuck. And then we decided to basically, time to not be selfish. Let's go have a baby and give all our knowledge to this kid and give it a better life than we both had. You know what I mean? So it's a job. It's a thing, but it's the best thing in the world and the worst thing in the world running side by side every fucking day. And when you lose something good, you gain something bad, but you gain something else good, and it just keeps falling off, but it's always kind of constant. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, to have a kid that you don't know for... Well, that must be hard on you because you have to make decisions. You can't wishy-washy with it. You're either going to be in the kid's life or you're not. And and the mother's basically going, fuck you.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing to do. And plus, you're out here by yourself. Look, I go on the road for 2 weeks. I disconnect from my family.
Yeah.
I have to make sure she sends me videos and FaceTimes because we as comics, the reason why we can do what we do is we can shut things, we can compartmentalize things. I can leave here and go to LA for 3 months and not care about you guys, I love you guys. I would miss you guys, but I don't feel it until I see you again and go, oh shit, what's up?
Yeah.
Regular people don't get that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Regular friends.
For sure.
Dude, you didn't call me for 3 weeks. Dude, I was in fucking Canada.
Right.
Yeah, but what the... Oh, dude, fuck you.
Friends with bitches.
I didn't talk to Patrice for fucking 3 months, and he'd call me up. What's up, stupid? Nothing. What's up with you? Where were you? I don't know, fucker. All right, me too. You know?
Yeah. I love that.
It's the way it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know...
Yeah, so the point of the story is when your daughter calls you up saying, I miss you, say, fuck you, stupid. What are you, fucking idiots?
The point of the story is that I have a hard time... staying connected. That's the point of the story.
Yeah.
I have to work very hard to stay connected to my family and be a human.
Yeah.
I have to make sure I have videos of my kid a couple times a day so I can see his face, connect to it, and feel love for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, I get overwhelmed, I get anxiety, I get scared, and I'll shut it down. Because I know how to protect myself.
Yeah.
I protect my shit.
Yeah, for sure.
And that must happen to you because you're out here alone. You got nobody sometimes, you know, and then, you know, you got to shut things down, wall things off.
Yeah,
right?
No, it was brutal because when the baby was born, she said, this is Matt LeBlanc's kid. God wouldn't do. She said God wouldn't do this to her. That's what she said.
About having your kid?
Yeah.
All right. So she's honest.
So a year and eight months later, I took it, you know, a guy came in with a fucking hat and a briefcase, and I did a DNA swab, and so I find out...
There's a DNA hat?
Well, he comes in like all fucking official, and he has like a fucking like briefcase. Like, hey,
Heisenberg?
It's like a sailor's hat.
Yeah, like Heisenberg, basically. Comes
Can you
in
not
your
explain
fucking
your shitty joke? We got it.
It's not a joke. That's what happened.
Go ahead, hat and a briefcase. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was scary. And then I find it, so then like, okay, I have a kid. And then she's two, and I meet her when she's two, and it's like,
what
hey,
you,
I'm
what
your
did
dad.
You do when you met her for the first time? Like, were you just overcome?
I changed her diapers pretty quickly. It was very fucking weird. I
did
felt like
call,
I was shut down.
Did she call you for advice?
No.
Did she call you daddy? Or did she call you Bill?
She calls me dad or pops.
Oh,
that's cool.
Oh,
that's
pops, he's adorable.
Yeah.
Could you imagine not seeing James, like her leaving you?
Yeah, it's going to happen. He's going to go to jail soon.
Jesus Christ. Go
yeah, like when you guys get like break up.
You have the timing of a
That was a bad one, I know.
Of a bullet. Nothing? No, that's a fucking worst.
I don't know who to give this bandana to.
I'll take it.
Let me rephrase it.
I literally had fucking...
Wait, hold on. Time out. Kelly might do one right now. So what are you going to say?
Kelly, go ahead. Go ahead, Kelly, go.
When B leaves you... So right. Tell us what's going to happen if we don't see James for like a few years.
Give it to her. Right. You just repeated both shitty jokes. You merged two shitty jokes.
What the fuck just happened? I feel like Bill Dawson's daughter right now. I am lost.
Oh, boy.
We hate you.
Oh, Bill, aren't you glad you came to this?
Oh, I'm so glad.
Did you get
it's like the
snip?
Opposite of therapy. What?
Did you get the snip after it happened?
What the fuck is the snip?
Snip. Did you snip the thing that makes the babies come out?
She's just talking about my balls?
Can I just say something, Bill? Bill, she's wondering if she wants to know.
Don't worry.
You,
I still have to pull out, Kelly.
Can you
she's wondering
that
if.
Yeah, dumb?
How do you step on my joke? You fucking fat cunt. I'm sorry, Kelly.
Is that the title?
I apologize.
Should I write that down as a title, Bobby?
Oh, boy, man.
I'm literally.
You said what we're all thinking.
I got my venom in Bobby.
Fucking stupid guitar keep rolling down.
Oh,
this.
Oh boy!
I'm literally. She knows her. I gave her the joke. She knows. Hello, you come inside me.
It's really for him, not for me.
All right, so now she calls you Dad and Pops.
Mm-hmm.
And when are you gonna see her again?
Hopefully next month.
Really? Yeah. Has she been to New York yet?
Yeah, she stayed here for 10 days when
with
she
you.
Like, yeah.
Hey.
She flew by herself.
Yeah.
That's great, man. When? Was I around?
No, this is when she was like 8. So this
oh, so she hasn't been here in fucking, wow.
Yeah, and she hasn't seen me do any of the you know, shows I've done. She hasn't
nothing.
Seen the last two Broadway shows, no.
When so. Can she come here, dude? I'd love to meet her.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to get her out of here, but I have a cunt of a mom. Like,
well, you
I
keep
with.
Saying that on fucking a podcast. I mean, you might want to stop calling her a cunt.
You're right. You for might, legal purposes.
Well, even that, you might want to learn to manipulate somebody to get what you want and be nice.
You have no idea. You don't
she's
know.
What, bipolar.
Have you
though,
really deal with someone who's severely bipolar? Like
Lewis
severely.
Is on my show every week. you any more questions?
She just sounds like a real ass chick, in my opinion.
Are your new Cocktober? I hate it.
What
is that? Your new
the
Cocktober?
Rattlesnake?
Yeah.
You hate the rat? Are you out of your fucking mind?
Everyone loves rattlesnake.
I gotta admit, I kind of like the rattlesnake.
I like the snake as well.
It's his new name. I think.
I love
that's
it for two
name.
Reasons. His breath doesn't smell as bad, and I just like rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fucking crazy, man. Yep. But all right, well, good luck with that, man.
Yeah.
I, you know, man, it really does affect me when I see that, because she's a beautiful girl. She looks like she has her shit together. Now, is she fucked up from living with this
I mean, who
person?
Knows how it's going to manifest itself in the next few years? Like, I don't know, because she's still at the
you
age
know
where
her now. I mean, is she do... You'd know now. I mean, look, I was
really?
In fucking...
Would you?
Dude, I was in juvie hall at 13. I was out of all the shit that affected me from a kid started coming out with booze. I started drinking when I was 10.
Yeah.
I started being violent at 11, 12.
States.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I you know, so yeah.
She's great now, but I always have that fear like
no,
16
that, that,
she's
no,
gonna
that's
switch.
A good thing. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but I think at 13, 14, you know, 12, 13, 14 when kids start to go down their path, I would imagine.
And by the way, I think that the personality traits are kind of laid down pretty early. I think I was kind of me when I was fairly young.
Yeah.
I think I was a little shy in like the first and second grade, but I think by the time you get into middle school, you've developed your personality.
Yeah.
You'll know
yeah.
if she's like a batshit fucking lunatic.
Yeah. Don't they say you develop your personality at like two or three? You can see how
two,
a kid's going
to
be.
Well, no, I think in the first grade, when you start to get socialized.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think, you know, when you're around other people other than your family, teachers and other students, and you're going places and playing games and sports, you start to become what you're going to be.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just to be. It's like the foundations of it. I mean, look, dude, I was wearing fucking eyeliner and had facial piercings when I was in the 9th and 10th grade. You know, that's not who I am today. But no,
what
I was
a tranny.
Bill Dawes fantasy.
But she is going to have that 16-year-old cunty phase. Every girl has that, you know, where they go nuts. It's going to have it. It's going to happen.
How many 16-year-olds are you banging?
Look,
Mark?
I fuck a lot of high school chicks, all right? They're all nuts.
16 to 48, that's the cunt phase.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a cunty face. Cunty
then
face.
Oh, oh, no.
Then they get over breast cancer and they're happy to be alive.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's a good life.
I really want to bring this up real quick before we go to break. I really, it's another tragedy has happened in comedy. Fuck me. Yesterday, I'm Fred from Brooklyn, who's a fucking great guy, O&A fan. You know, I got the house, and he's a chimney guy, and I wound up getting ripped off for chimney. I had three chimney guys come over, and they all fucking ripping me off because they know you don't know what the fuck. I'm on a roof. First guy comes over, rips this off, rips my chimney off, throws it in the back. This is broken. You need to fix this. I'm like, I didn't even own the house yet. I was still like trying to close. I go, that's not mine, dude. I don't fucking own this house. I got permission for you to look and tell me, you know. Anyways, this guy comes over, puts a new chimney, gets out of the car yesterday. He goes, I'm sorry to hear it. I'm like, what? He's like, you know, about auto. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? He's like, oh, shit. I felt bad for him because he thought I knew. But Otto and Otto
Peterson
from Otto and George passed away Sunday afternoon. Went, took a nap and never woke up. 53 years old.
Holy shit. Did he have something? Like a disease or anything?
Look, I don't know, man. He had meningitis last year. Overcame it. It was like a 10% chance that he'd come back from, like, mentally, but he did. He came back fully. One of the funniest motherfuckers walking. But I don't know if you've ever seen him. Have you seen him, Otto and George?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Lewis?
Yeah, I didn't know him, but I saw his act a bunch of times.
I wasn't great friends with the guy. I really wasn't. I never did a road gig with him. Norton was, Florentine was, Bob Levy. You know, they all come from Jersey, that same area. I did a lot of O&A gigs with him. We talked a little bit. I was on O&A with him a lot. But I was a real big fan, huge fan. Like, I would go watch him. Anytime I was anywhere where he was on, I'd go find a spot and sit down and watch.
Because Letterman was fucking...
He's the best. His so Letterman funny, was dude. Fucking great. It was disgusting. It was just dirty.
Just shitting on David Letterman the whole time. It was great, dude.
He didn't have a B plan. Like, we all have B plans. We can go on Letterman and clean things up, but we can edge things up if we need to. He was what it was. That's it. You know, and his fucking, you know...
His life story is pretty amazing, too. Did you read that? How he started and everything? Yeah. It's amazing.
His, Where is that link, by the way? Is that on?
Where was that? I think it was on the Comics Comic or something like that.
I'm just glad that George's personality can live through Mark Norman now.
Yeah, why are you talking about it? George was a fucking...
Dummy. Dummy. Mark Norman looks and acts like a dummy. Are you kidding?
It was a bit of a leap.
Yeah, but
leap.
Here's the thing.
That was really good.
Yeah, but no, it's not, because the puppet is 19 times funnier than Mark Norman.
Do you want this, dude? You're kind of the rattlesnake.
Dude, he's killing it with the fucking Altoids. I don't know if you want to fucking... Don't turn that shit down.
Can't have two snakes.
No, but it was... Fucking! I remember the first time I saw him. I talked about this all night. I was at the Boston Comedy Club on Sunday night, Black Night, back then. It was two sold out shows, line around the corner every fucking Sunday night, and everybody was there. Everybody. And I remember I was there waiting to get on. It was packed, and he came in, and I'm like, "You got to be shitting me," because it was talent, Will. It was fucking black, killing it. Just the place would erupt, like vibrate. Yeah, the laughs were so fucking loud. And he came in, I was like, this is going to be... I didn't know what to expect. Yeah. I saw a fucking weird white dude with a puppet that right. was even weirder.
Right.
And he went up and he's fucking... Oh, look at these fucking crowd. Look at that black chick. Yeah, her pussy looks like a wallet.
Fucking hell.
The fucking place went nuts.
That's amazing.
It was I was like, wow, this motherfucker is fearless.
That's great.
Wow. Fearless, man. Fearless. He would fucking... like, they were. Who was it? Rosa was talking about funny stories too about he was the thing he was the worst ventriloquist. I can't even say it.
Ventriloquist?
Yes, that. Okay. I have a hard time with that and philanthropist.
Ventriloquist, philanthropist.
Sound like your son. when he's older, when he becomes, you know.
when he grows into the lisp.
Yeah, Tinkerbell. Daddy! Can you do the rattlesnake again?
He's going to get bitten by a snake one day. It's Daddy.
Daddy, is that you in the bushes?
those special needs, huh? I'll tell you.
Yeah, but he was really fucking just unbelievable. And he was just on his own wavelength. I like people like that. Like, we do an O&A, and he'd disappear. He'd just leave. I like people like that because I stay because I'm polite. And even if I'm bombing, I'm just there. I love people that are just like, I'm fucking bombing. I'm out of here. Even when he's not bombing, he's killing. He's just like, what happened? I thought I was sucking. And he just would leave. I love people that make those fucking defined decisions.
Yeah.
Because I can't make a decision to save my life. You know, I'll call my manager up, talk to one of the, I don't know what to do, so you're just going to tell me what to do, because I don't know what to do. I can't make decisions.
Right.
I think you should do, okay, good, I'll do that.
Yeah, but Mark, you do that. You're a bit of a weirdo like that.
Oh,
you'll
yeah.
just disappear or do something silly and go, hey, guys, I'll wait for you out front, and you disappear. Like, you're weird.
Yeah, I don't like
a lot.
Buys. It takes forever. I just want to go, you know? Rodney Dangerfield was like that as well.
Really?
Yeah, on the set of Caddyshack, funny story, he would tell his jokes, he would lean over to like Chevy Chase, like, I'm fucking bombing here. And Chevy's like, this is a movie. We can't just laugh at you. You know, we're filming.
Yeah. Oh, is that it?
That's the story.
Just
yeah,
press
yeah.
record.
do we have a bandana for a shitty story? Should make you fucking swallow a ball.
Bill.
When I started comedy, those were the guys, just like the fucking balls out comics were the ones that I really appreciated. And I feel like that's almost like a weird dying breed of comic. Like all the guys that are getting big now, they're just, and maybe it's because comedy is getting more mainstream and all these comics are blowing up right now, but people seem to just be afraid. That's such a funny fucking line, or pussy looks like a wallet. But there's nobody that's successful today that would say a line like that.
The papa would look at the black people in the audience and just go, guilty! But out of nowhere.
That's great. That's fucking great.
He was
great.
One of the funniest guys ever. Him, Patrice, Attell. There's these guys that are, look, I think we're all funny. I really do. I believe that the comics that I know are funny. If I know you, you're funny. You know what I mean? If I hang with you, you're a funny guy. But then there's guys that are, I said guys. No, I'm kidding.
I was looking at him.
I said guys. Real men.
Not real ass dudes, okay.
Yeah, not fucking silly twisters. But I don't know. I was just fucking trying to come up with another word.
Shit dick. Go with that.
Kelly, I got to see a tit.
No.
At some point. If you want to stay on the show. Yeah, but he was so funny. And I found out. And then I got fucking over to DePaulo's house. I'm doing his podcast yesterday. Over at the fucking Colleone Mansion. Christ, that house is ridiculous.
I've heard. What is that, Riverdale?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Because he doesn't want me telling people on my podcast where. He lives in fucking Riverdale, 175 Riverdale Street. But then he tells me, one of my great friends has throat cancer. I go, yeah, Joey Nettie. He goes, yeah, he's throat cancer. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, he's just dying. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I call my friend. He got throat cancer, get this, from eating pussy.
No.
Yeah, come like on. Michael Douglas.
That's the new thing, dude. By the way, that's what we're finding out. Cancer, a lot of it is just us putting our dicks where they're not supposed to be.
Is it?
That's what it is, dude. Well, HPV, like that
cancer.
Shit's.
Oh, yeah.
That shit's fucking everywhere, bro. You're not supposed to put cocks in your throat. That's it.
What?
You're not supposed to put cocks in your throat.
No, he got it from eating pussy.
Or pussies in your mouth. You're not supposed to do that stuff. We're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, because everyone talks about the Michael Douglas thing, but if I put a dick in my mouth that has HPV, am I going to get throat cancer?
Yeah, you never heard about a woman getting throat cancer from sucking cock.
That's true. Because jizz is healthy.
No, by the way, I think jizz it's just
can
the
I tell
jury
you why?
Is still out right now.
Can I tell you why? It's the same thing about AIDS, is that it's hard, it's just a piece of skin that's covered up.
Right.
A vagina is, look at, an open wound. I mean, literally.
It's a hatchet.
Slash. It's just, it's an opening into
it's
a
like
body.
It's like a bleeding wound.
Right.
It's literally, you can reach in a woman, and if your arm was long enough, you could go up into her throat.
I think you'd hit something.
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. You know, I kind of half believed you.
Fucking
really
Bugs
kidding.
Bunny cartoon. But I mean, yeah, it's an open wound. You can like AIDS. I remember when I got my first AIDS test. I was all powdered. The doctor goes, "Do you do needles? Do you do heroin? Do you shoot up a needle?" Nope. All right. Well, do you fuck without a condom? Do you take it in the ass without a condom with men? I go, no.
It's a hell of a doctor.
I go, I just, that's what he said. He goes,
you take it in the ass, Bobby?
Yeah, he goes, well, he said, do you have sex with me? He said it the right way.
Okay.
He said, do you have sex with men in anally? And I go, no. Do you, you know, because you just have sex with women? I go, yeah. He goes, you're fine.
Yeah.
I go, no. I bang chicks without condoms. He goes, yeah, you're fine. He goes, the odds of you getting AIDS is ridiculous.
Same thing happened. I got an AIDS test last week. I was terrified, and the doctor was like, this little Iranian guy's like, you look, you don't fuck men, you're not black, you're fine.
He said you don't fuck men?
Yeah.
He said you don't fuck men?
He's like, they said you're not black?
He's like saying, like, yeah, you don't, if you don't fuck men and you're not black, you're fine.
I'm just doing what you did to me. I said the same thing, you fucking asshole.
Is this a Bugs Bunny cartoon?
You got an AIDS test? How much unprotected sex are you having, Mark?
It's getting crazy.
Yeah, what happened? Oh, tell stories.
Oh, man.
Right,
well, listen, can
a
we...
squirter, first
we're
squirter.
Congratulations, high five.
We're going to go to a break. Awesome. We're going to take a quick break. Can we come back? I want to talk to Mark Norman about
squirter.
His fucking sex life.
Square.
Apparently, you just broke up with your chick.
Yeah.
You're a single guy.
He met this young redhead in Malibu. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, she bled everywhere. Oh. All right, let's get on a break, huh?
And now she has AIDS.
Okay.
Oh,
we're fucking out of here.
We're going to be back in around 5 minutes. We're going to do some peeing and some smoking, and I'm going to do some reads, and we'll be right back. Mark Norman, Bill Dawes, Louis J. Rattlesnake Gomez, Kelly Fat Tick Festuca, and Chris Scopo and myself. We'll be back in 5 minutes. What's up? You know what, dude? Robert Kelly here. And you guys know that I just recently bought a car. I moved out to the suburbs and I had to buy two cars. One for my wife and one for me. And the anxiety that I felt over doing that. Because I know I'm going to get screwed. I know it's not going to be fun. I was talking to myself in the car on the way there. That's how crazy it was. Trying to pump myself up. I'll walk out of here if you don't give me a good deal. Ugh, I said that in the mirror to myself. And you know what? Then I found out there's a better way to buy a car. I heard about TrueCar.com. A new way to buy a car. At TrueCar.com, you actually get to see what others paid for the same car you're looking for in your area. So you know you're getting a great price. I went to TrueCar.com and found out what I would have saved. I didn't want to talk about it. I wish I went here before I bought my cars. So you should do the same thing. At TrueCar.com is amazing. You get a savings certificate. You just need to take your savings certificate to your TrueCar certified dealer. So you don't need to worry about the hassles or the anxieties of the old way to buy a car. TrueCar users save an average of $3,000 off the MSRP. So if you're ready to buy a car, why wouldn't you go to TrueCar.com? Negotiation-free, guaranteed savings, a hassle-free experience, and a TrueCar certified dealer that is committed to a new and better way to buy a car. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. All right. This is the fucking ninth time doing this. Because fucking Lewis laughed over the last one with his cackling, raspy, fucking drug-dealing, back-alley voice. My listeners are winning crazy money at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-day fantasy baseball site. You don't want to miss this. One guy turned $11 into $4,000. Another guy won $100,000 his very first time playing. A guy even won $1 million at DraftKings. $1 million. It's easy. DraftKings is a one-day fantasy baseball. That means no season, no long commitments, no being stuck with players, just instant cash every day. Right now, you can play for free. To win real cash, enter Kelly today at DraftKings.com and get free entry into a huge contest happening this Friday. It's this Friday. There's over $400,000 in cash prizes. It's this Friday, and free spots are going quick. So enter Kelly now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. What else you got, Kelly?
Oh, we got got a special treat for Mother's Day.
Oh, Mother's Day's coming up. Did you know that?
I forgot.
It's coming. Do you have a mother?
Yes.
Hey, Bill, you might want to send some flowers over to your mother.
To my mom, yes.
Yeah, to your mom. Yeah, not the other mom.
How would I do that, Bobby?
I'll tell you right now, Kelly, what do we got?
Okay, so we've got a great order coming from Sherry's Berries. If you order giant freshly dipped strawberries with Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99, over 40% savings, or you can double the berries for just $10 more, click on the mic in the upper right-hand corner and use the code word Dude, is there a special woman in your life?
I have a special woman. I got my wife. Mm-hmm. I got my grandmother. I got my mother. I got my sister. Oh. I got my baby sister.
Bobby, you should send something sweet to that special woman who has always
Kelly.
Been there sweet for you. Oh, you going to send me some food?
Well, unless they double dip it in chocolate for you.
Oh, and I'll trade it. I don't give a fuck. Now, Court, this is what you need to do. So visit berries.com.
Berries.com.
I'm going to spell it out, berries.com, berries.com, to order berries.com. Click on the mic in the top right-hand corner, typing dude, and get 40% off your $19.99 savings or $10 more and get
that's
double.
That's typing dude, not topping dude. Oh. That's fucking...
Sorry, typing dude. This deal expires Friday at midnight, so make sure you order now. That's the Friday before the Sunday.
Friday before the Sunday. Make sure you go there right now. What's the website one more time?
Berries.com. Come
upper right hand corner.
That's right. Press the mic and put in dude.
Type in dude, and you guys get what?
Boom. You get 40% off.
That's 40% off.
Chocolate covered strawberries.
Unbelievable. And I'll tell you what's good about strawberries. Flowers are a pain in the ass. Everybody sends flowers. You send chocolate covered strawberries at around 9 o'clock at night when whoever that is going to bed and they, oh shit, I got a strawberry and it's covered in chocolate. It's good for me and it has a little chocolate on it.
You know what, Bobby? I'm even going to go out on a limb here and say that if someone listening to the show orders me something,
right,
I will give someone in this room
right head
of my choosing
oh, sorry.
A half a second flash of the left tit.
Ooh. Okay, listen to me. All right, here's
so
the deal.
I get to choose who gets
here's
to see
the deal.
It. I get to choose.
You got till
it.
Friday. You get 40% off. You motherfuckers better buy. All right, here's the website. I want you to send it. I want you to send the. You gotta
berries.com.
Where do they send it to?
They go to berries.com.
No, but where do they send the berries? You
well,
fucking.
We changed. Have you still got the PO box?
Yes, I do. I think. What month is it?
We're in April.
Okay, I think I do till March.
No, we're not in March anymore. It's gone.
May. I think May. It's May.
1st of May. This is like in the first week.
I don't
half.
Know what we have.
But wait, why can't they just sell it? Send it to the Comedy Cellar.
Send it to the Comedy Cellar. That's what it's the Comedy Cellar website.
1117 McDougal Street, right?
Jesus Christ, you really do come through, Lewis. Yeah. You're fucking dumb as a stick in the mud, but then all of a sudden you're just this fucking savant that knows things we need to know. God damn.
He really wants to get in here.
All right, here's the deal. 17, what is it again, Lewis?
It's 117 McDougal Street.
117 McDougal Street,
New York, New York.
And care of YKWD, Kelly Festuca, nah. Tits.
Left tit.
10012.
Left tit. Yeah. Left tit Festuca.
I choose the person.
Care of left tit.
So, but wait a minute. If you get fucking 9 boxes, that's 9 people that get to see a tit.
No, or one person for 4.5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. And a half minutes. You don't get to touch, though.
No touching.
Yeah, nipple? You get to stare.
Nipple?
Oh, nipple. It'll be right.
Areola, everything. Oh, all right. So there you go. There we go,
so
baby.
I'm excited, Bobby. Look
this
how happy
is great.
He is.
I'm very happy. I'm hoping. I'm like in my head, she's already picking me.
Oh, no.
It'll be fun if we send him a pic of your tits and just, faked it.
I can tell you already now who it's going to be a toss up between.
No, I don't want to know.
No, I can't tell you about it. I'll tell you.
Is that all we have?
And then we've got Hulu Plus.
All right, HuluPlus.com right now. Ooh. You guys know Hulu. .com, which I've used. HuluPlus.com is that and much more. Kelly, let me see the ad there for a second.
Sorry.
Here's the deal. You go to Hulu Plus right now, you can stream everything. Everything right now. It lets you stream thousands of hit TV shows, movies, right in your living room or on your go, your smartphone or your tablet. Okay, Hulu Plus, you can watch everything from SNL, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Shark Tank and Scandal, Lost, Law and Order, SUV, Doctor Who, and Community. You can also check out their exclusive content, Hulu's originals like The Wrong Man or Behind the Mask, Hulu's new docuseries that takes you inside the world of sports mascots. For only $7.99 a month, catch up on current shows, binge watch on old favorites, and catch great movies. Stream as many TV shows and movies as you want, wherever you want. Right now, you can try Hulu Plus for free. for 2 weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/dude. That's a special offer for my listeners only. Make sure you use HuluPlus.com/dude so you can get your extended free trial. And they know we sent you. Go to HuluPlus.com/dude right now for your extended 2-week free trial. There we go. We're done, right?
Yeah, and then Amazon.
Fuck Amazon. Go to Luis Gomez Hammerfisting. Use his Amazon link.
Go to hammerfisting.com or riotcast.com/hammerfisting and make all of your purchases through our link, guys. You already use Amazon. It's the best website in the world. You don't need to go to the mall anymore. Just use our Amazon link. We get a kickback every time you do it. Thanks so much, guys. You guys are all real ass dudes.
Yeah, so we're going to actually, Hammerfist is going to be the first show that is going to get kicked off the Riotcast network.
That's true.
That is true. We're talking about that. We got to make cuts, and there's 4 shows being cut.
Oh, really?
And Hammer Fisting's one of them.
That's not true.
But we know about this.
But you know who's going to pick you up? Cave Radio is picking you up.
Oh, the Cave Comedy Radio?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, that's good.
So you're over there.
I would go to Stand Up New York Labs.
Yeah,
you should.
We got a million listeners for Tuesdays with Stories.
Hey!
Yeah. I thought it was a gazillion.
You might be right.
Did I mess up with the G? Is it an M or a G?
It's a gajillion.
Anyways, we're back. Sorry for the fucking crazy.
Well, you're not really kicking me off of Riotcast, right? Well, you literally said that to me one time because when I first came on, I was so like afraid of making Bobby and Rob Sprantz angry. And then I find out, before I knew Rob Sprantz was just a weird bird faced nerd. Like, I don't care if he's angry. Fuck Rob. What's he going to do? I'll beat him up.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So,
this is. I mean, we do have conversations. We really do. Oh, God. Like, he has a say whether you use the studio
or not. But you told me that nobody would ever be fired from Riotcast.
No. Why would we fire you? Why would we kick you off? You're a great show. You're one of my favorite shows.
Thanks.
I mean, Rob's going to have a say in it. You just called him a bird-faced nothing.
The nicest guy in the world,
first
by the way.
I did not say nothing, but you. Thank you for that, because I should have.
Shit.
Jesus Christ, Lewis. You're really just you're just a dummy. You know, he really just doesn't know. I mean, Rob is, I guarantee Rob's going to take offense to this. Rob will listen to this and go, what the fuck have I ever done to him? And now, when the topic comes up, when I go, I don't want this kid in the studio. I don't want him either.
First of all, Rob knows I'm just fucking busting balls. I love Rob Sprantz.
Why don't you use your...
Rob knows that I'm just when you rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Jesus and he knows I love his show. I told him specifically that I fucking love his show and that you got to keep it around forever because he was thinking about not doing it after the 200th show.
Anyways, let's get to your disease from your cough.
Yeah, Norman, spill the beans.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, it kind of segues from my friend getting, my friend has throat cancer.
Yeah.
Which is from... what's that thing again?
HPV.
HPV.
Human papillomavirus.
Okay, which is the kind of cancer you want to get if you're going to get cancer,
right,
apparently.
Right.
That's the cancer you want. But he got it from eating pussy.
Wow.
So from
does he know that he got it from eating pussy?
The doctor said it's from you going down on a woman.
Is he notorious for eating pussy?
That's why you got this. You got this from being with you. He was married to a girl. She had HPV, and he ate her pussy a lot. And it formed into a tumor, and now he has to fucking...
But can I also say something? And it's partially... Look, yeah, dude, that's true. But everybody's got HPV on their dicks and their pussies. Everybody gives and receives oral sex. It's partially just natural selection. Mm. The same thing with living in a big city and there being smog, smoking cigarettes.
There is a chance.
Secondhand smoke.
Like, what happens is that you get it, and if this person... if it can, the bacteria can live, there is odds.
It's your immune system. Some people have very strong immune systems.
I literally made what he said dumber.
Yeah.
Which is fucking unbelievable. Literally.
I don't have HPV. I've been tested.
Oh, come
listen
on.
To me. Hey, listen.
You just raised your hand, by the way, that you had HPV.
No. I raised my hand to say, we had this
you
conversation.
You just fucking went like, everyone has HPV and you go like this.
Chris.
Yeah, like, yes.
Chris, yelling doesn't make it true.
Chris, I think you have it.
Chris has a
fucking... I probably have it,
why do you have such a temper, dude? You just screamed
but she
at Kelly.
Just raised her hand.
No,
like,
she raised her hand to talk, dummy.
To say that I don't have it.
Well, usually everyone just talks in this show. That's
look,
why I thought she had
that
it.
I have HPV.
Yeah, but she's Kelly.
I know that my virgin ex-girlfriend got it, and
now your kid has it.
But no, like, dude, it really is like, dude, there's a lot of things in the world that can give you cancer. It's not that they will give you cancer. It's that they can give you cancer.
Right.
So the smarter thing to do is eat right, be healthy, exercise. That's the shit that's going to actually fucking make sure that you don't get cancer. Not eating pussy or not sucking dick. I mean, look, you can not do that. And yeah, there's less of a chance of getting it, but that's just no fun.
Right.
You know? I don't know. Like, I'm not going to.
So, Mark.
But throat cancer, so is that curable?
It's a hard one to beat. It's very hard.
Really?
Because it's right on your esophagus and stuff. And
Michael Douglas beat it.
Yeah, but look how skinny. You know, you can get really skinny because it affects your esophagus and eating.
There's no cure for cancer in general. Okay, right, what happens is my mom. What are you doing?
I'm sorry, fucking Scopo. He's great on the. He produces the show for everybody watching, for you guys at home. But he knows that he shows me the chat room so I can make sure people are listening to what they're saying because we're talking right now. He's supposed to take me off. He puts me on just me, and yeah. I'm just staring at the fucking thing.
No, I wanted to show what the guy wrote how I was right about that.
How about fucking get me, take me off, put it on Lewis, he's saying good
all
stuff.
All right, you're
once.
Off, you're off.
So my mom had throat cancer.
Oh, from eating pussy?
Yeah. And
is that how she died?
No, she actually died of a heroin overdose.
Oh, shit.
But it was after she had, her cancer had gone into remission.
Right.
They'll do radiation, they'll do chemo, there's a handful of things they'll use to combat it. I don't know if throat cancer is any worse than like lung cancer or skin cancer. I mean, I guess they are a little bit worse than others. I don't really know. Yeah. I know that like cervical cancer is an easy one to beat. They find it
like
early.
Testicular
cancer. What's the fucking ass
breast cancer?
What do they call it?
Prostate
cancer.
Prostate's different from ass cancer. Ass cancer, you will die.
Yeah.
That's like
really? Prostate cancer is the one you want to get. Yeah. You don't want to get ass cancer.
Yeah. That's what colon
cancer is not what you want.
Uh huh.
Because then you just fucking.
My uncle.
Prostate cancer. My grandfather got prostate cancer when he was 70, and they said, look, you're 70,
that's
you just
happens.
Live with it
because
you're going to go, and he lived till he was 101 with prostate cancer.
But also prostate cancer runs in your genes in the family, so my father's side, there's a whole bunch of people that all have bags and lots of stuff because you're prone to get it.
So
that's why I have to be very careful.
So here's the thing, you're on Last Comic Standing.
They don't want you talking about.
Not last comp.
I'm on The Voice.
Yeah, you're on The Voice.
I'm The Voice.
Tell us about X Factor.
Are you on The Voice anymore?
No.
So you're done with it.
I'm done.
So why the fuck did they fucked you, Mormon?
Well, because I still got a couple.
You were a pick.
I still got some footage. Hey, I got sick. I had this disease.
Yeah. All right, what happened?
All right. So I went down.
So you broke up with your girlfriend. Let's start there. I want to start there.
Broke up with the lady.
Why did you break up with your girl?
It was time. She wants kids. She wants a backyard. I'm a comic. I never saw her. Yada yada yada.
When did you break up with your girlfriend?
Yeah,
a couple weeks ago.
Oh. That's crazy, dude. Because honestly, dude, and people said you had a girlfriend for a long time, and we've been hanging out a lot over the past year. I've never known about this girlfriend.
You see, that's the thing.
I met her once.
Never. That's... People said it. I was like, Norman does not have a fucking girlfriend.
So you had this girl for a long time. She's just a civilian.
Yes.
No headshot.
No.
Not in the business.
Hate the business.
She should have a headshot.
So you had this girl and she wanted to say, how old are you?
30.
Okay, yeah. So you're like, fuck that. This is the years that you really push your career.
Yes.
Till you're around 40 and then hopefully you'll make it.
Yeah, hopefully. Jeez, right. Well, I don't want to be like Bill Dawes.
Dawes killed himself on the break, by the way, guys.
Ago, yeah.
No, he's right there. He's right there.
He's right there, Lewis.
Hey, there you are.
Hey, guys.
Why are you dressed like an RA of a dorm? Jesus Christ.
You look like
barefoot.
You're on fucking an extra in Grey's Anatomy. So you break up with your girl. Did she break up with you or did you break up with her?
Yeah. So, you know, it was a crazy week.
Fantastic.
I had this crazy week. I broke up with this girl for we were together for years.
That was the worst edit.
Let's find out how bad the edit was. I think that fucking edit worked.
I think it worked completely.
That's great.
It sounded like me.
Yeah.
Dr. Steve.
He asked you a question, and then you didn't answer the question. You just went into some other shit.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Did you break up with her, or did she break up with you? So
it's
I had a crazy week.
Let's ask the chat room. How did you... I thought that edit was perfect.
Great edit.
Perfect. And don't forget to buy flowers. buy fucking strawberries. Chocolate over strawberries, because we want to see Kelly's tits. Am I in the mix?
Everyone's in the mix.
Yeah. I'm going to go fucking
spend
$1,000.
I'm going to regret. Don't do that. Just give me the money. I don't want $1,000 of chocolate.
We take pictures?
No.
Kelly, you're probably just going to spend the money on chocolate anyway.
So here, I'm sorry, I digress.
Oh
so,
yeah.
So you break up with your girl. You break up with her because basically she's saying, "Here's your options.
Right.
Okay. I want to stay with you. I love you so much. I want to have a baby with you.
How long were you with her?
And here's the deal. You
Eight
shut
years.
Up.
8 years.
So here's the deal. So you're with her for a while. She loves you, and you say, "Look, I'm done. I'm out because I comedy's my love first."
And I just feel bad for being such a bad boyfriend.
She deserves somebody better.
Yes, there you go.
Michael Che.
Which women hate to hear, by the way.
I know, but I've heard, I don't know, I mean, me and you have spoken about this, I feel like, a few times. Mm-hmm. I remember once you said to me, you were like, "I'm just imagining me standing at the altar watching her."
I said that?
Yeah, yeah, maybe. Well, like, if you had to get married to her, you'd be like, "I gotta get out of here." You could never see
it. I think
I
was trying to fuck you.
But do you still love her?
Oh, of course. She's the best.
All right, here's the deal. Let me just fill you in on something. I did the same thing with my wife now. Who
oh,
I have a child
really?
With. Yeah, it was like, look, here's the deal.
You needed a break.
Well, not a break. It was, I needed to move to New York when I was around 27 because everybody was gone. And I left. She stayed there. And then she moved to L.A. on her own with her girlfriends from Boston. And then we kind of found each other again. And it didn't work for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And then we got together. I was a piece of shit. I came clean, and then we started from there. So it took a while, but then you never know. You might find each other.
I would love that. That would be great. I just need a little time.
Yeah, you need a little time to get diseases.
There you go. Yes.
Where are you staying?
I got a new, you know, classic story. I'm staying in Bed-Stuy, you know, studio.
Mm. What? Whose classic story is that?
Well,
it's
just
awful.
You know, it's just like
a classic story, just getting beat up by black people
it's
in Bed-Stuy.
A classic story of a homeless person.
Well, right now I'm staying on Joe List's bed.
I thought
Joe
you were
bed.
Sleeping in his bed, and I knew there was something going on.
Yeah, weirdest bed of all time, by the way. It creaks like an old ship. You just roll over and it's like...
He's a futon he made himself.
Yeah. And that bed has herpes. That might be what you got.
Ooh. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Ooh. Yep. Can you get herpes
you
from a thread
get
count?
Herpes.
Yeah.
Oh,
just shit. Don't fuck the sheets.
Yeah. Too late. Oh, boy.
So you break up with your girl and you wind up going on a tear.
I went on a hell of a tear.
Because right now, Mark, I mean, look, you're one of the guys that people talk about. You're a good looking guy.
Oh, wow.
You're one of the guys. You're funny.
It's been a good year.
You're on a rise, man. You're doing a lot of great stuff, and a lot of people are noticing. And then now you got all these girls, and you can finally release the Kraken after the shows.
Yes,
and have a little talk to them and have a little game.
Right.
So you go out and you bang some chicks.
Well, I had this crazy week where I recorded my album, I did Last Comic, and I did a half hour special in the same week. So I ended up hooking up with this chick, blackout drunk, boozing the whole time. It was bad because I was so stressed out, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Boozing the whole time, hook up with this chick. The next day, my tongue is white.
Ooh.
I'm bloated. I've got diarrhea like crazy. I don't know what's going on. I was like, oh my god, this
you were
is
poisoned
bad.
Like King Joffrey.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Is that this week? Stop. Is that this week's episode?
No, I'm kidding, dude. Oh.
You
Jesus.
Motherfucker. You better not I didn't watch it yet.
Who is that?
No one.
Oh.
I'll kill you.
I want you to kill
I will
him.
Fucking murder you, you motherfucking rattlesnake.
Is that
I will fucking kill you, dude.
I didn't.
No,
I didn't.
No.
I swear to God, you cocksucker. I haven't watched it. Is he dead? Is he dead?
No.
No.
No, man.
What are you talking? I'm confused. Nothing.
Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
He just spoiled Game of Thrones for me.
Oh.
Yes,
shit.
He did.
All right, so anyway.
You haven't read the books?
All right, so
we gotta go to your daughter's house, get that box set.
Yeah.
Gotta pull out the old DVD VCR combo. Yeah, yeah, the tranny of electronics.
Yeah. Right. You know it's still wrapped.
Yeah, right.
Look at Billy, sad that he fucked up.
It's not even a Sony, it's a Kobe. All right, so yeah, I got this crazy. So I'm physically ill, and I have to do all these big important moments in my life.
Is she still there?
Who?
The girl that gave you the disease.
No, it was like a hotel thing, you know.
So she's gone that night.
What disease did she give you?
Well, that's what I didn't know, so I'm freaking out. I assume it's an STD, of course.
Which, by the way, AIDS, you're not even getting any symptoms for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Trust me, I've had that scare.
But you Google HIV symptoms, it's everything you have.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
You just freak out. You're like, I'm tired, I get hungry. It's all these weird things. You're like, I could have that, you know? So I'm freaking out. So I'm doing like, when we were at Last Comic Standing the whole time, I didn't tell anybody, but me and you were hanging out. I'm freaking out of my head the whole time.
Why don't you tell me? I feel like we bonded by the pool.
We did bond, but we got TV to worry about. I'm worried about my set too. You know, it's so much going
on. Plus, he doesn't want to be that guy. Yeah. You tell everybody, now he gets kicked off the show because he's got AIDS.
Yeah. Right.
You're going, I heard Mark Norman has AIDS. Right.
You don't want to bond with him.
And then they put you on.
Yeah. Although that would be a great story.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's a good gimmick. The AIDS guy.
They already had that guy, by the way.
Who, Jim David?
Hey!
First of all, I am not dealing with that. I'm not erasing it. You're going to have to deal with that up-close conversation.
He doesn't know how to work a podcast. He doesn't have iTunes. Come on. I should have said Modi, but fuck it. It's too late.
They probably all do.
They?
They?
Jesus. Jews? People?
That could be Jews or gays. Who knows?
That's true.
Okay, so you're at the pool. You got AIDS.
I'm at the pool with DC.
You're not telling anybody.
No, nobody. I'm taking in the sun. I'm living in L.A., whatever.
You don't want people to know that you have a fucking disease from fucking some
right.
fraud.
Plus, you just saw Dallas Buyers Club, so you know with the right vitamins you can live with it.
Yeah. I gotta see that, yeah.
Can I ask a question quickly?
Spoiler alert, sorry. I heard another thing.
King Joffrey has AIDS.
It was on last week, Lou. Go ahead.
Was this she the first one you fucked after girlfriend, or had you already dalliance a few?
A what?
Dally who?
Dalliance. Have you already gotten some blowjobs and handjobs?
Listen, let me shut Kelly up. All right, Kelly.
Jesus.
His ex-girlfriend, who 2 weeks ago he brought after 8 years of love, and maybe he just said on this podcast he maybe would want to fucking revisit it one day in the future.
Yeah, maybe.
You're trying to stir shit up that will probably never make that happen.
Yeah, no stir.
Shut up, Kelly.
Easy with the stirring.
Are you talking about fucking some chick?
Just be a dude. Be a dude.
Is she hot?
There we go. No, perfect.
No, she looked like Bobby. Real big gal.
Big gal. Fat?
Same shirt and everything.
Do you fuck the fatty?
I love
Wait
the fat.
Wait a minute, fatty. You're fatty. Why can't you say Kelly?
Yeah, your next rolls. oh, boy. So, yeah. So then I do the last comic, whatever. Then I go to Boston to do my half hour. The whole time I'm freaking out, but I just keep drinking. That's the way I'm dealing with it. And I'm freaking on stage and sweating. And yeah, I'm trying to hang out like a normal person. Then I go back to LA. I go to the doctor, worst doctor in history, because I don't have insurance. And I had to go to one of those quacks at a fucking clinic. Yeah,
free clinic.
He's like, suck my dick right now. He's the worst doctor in history.
Worst doctor. I was like, dude, everything I told him, he just passed it off. I was like, I'm bloated. He's like, you're getting fat. I was like, my tongue is white. He's like, you're thirsty. I was like, well, I'm nervous. He's like, you bomb a lot, I'm sure. The whole time he's like, you want tickets? Can I get tickets? How do I get tickets? He just wanted tickets to the improv.
Read my script.
Yeah, right.
He was just gonna make you live long enough for him to get a free show.
Yeah, exactly. So then I leave. Gives me a prescription for Xanax. That's all he gave me. He's like, you just need to relax. Crazy. He was the worst doctor.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, I got them if you want them.
They're great.
Yeah.
Wait, do they fuck you up?
Oh, yeah. It's anxiety pills.
Yes, please give me some. I'm so anxious.
I take them on planes. They're great.
My doctor did the same thing. I went there sick and he gave me 20 of them. And I was like,
All right, here's the deal. Here's the deal. You went to the doctor and so you don't know what you have?
Well, no. I'm getting there.
Okay, get there.
All right, so I do last comic again, yada yada, stressed out, freaking out, whatever. Then I have to go straight to Joker's Wild to do a fucking weekend.
The worst.
Brutal.
No, I shouldn't say, because I am doing a weekend there in 2 weeks with Scope Up. No.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't fuck it up.
The club's great. The crowd, they're fucking animals, dude. Which I like that type of crowd.
Yeah.
But they're super aggressive, dude.
It's like if you gave community college booze. That's what it's like.
Well, Yale is right down the street.
I know, but they don't go.
They don't come to that place.
They don't go. It's all people who look like Lewis.
And also, the best pizza in the world is right down the
That's
street.
That's true. Pepe's.
Frank Pepe's.
Yes.
So it's worth it. It's worth taking the hit on the gig.
It is. It's a fun gig, and it was fun. There's no stakes. You can fuck around. But I finally get the balls. I'm still freaking out. I'm still shitting blood, whatever.
You're shitting blood?
No, I'm shitting water, I should say. It was dark.
How many days have you had diarrhea?
This is like 12 days in.
What?
Oh, yeah. Shit, I'm telling you, I'm a mess. I'm a fucking wreck.
Wow.
Jesus.
And I'm drinking on top of it, so I'm eating comedy club food. It was a horrible month.
So you're literally going to die.
Yeah.
You're on the verge of death.
So I'm positive I have AIDS. I haven't. If you look on my phone, I've Googled it like a million times. You know?
That and Gmails.
Yeah. If you do it, Bill Dawes pops up. So eventually I did a blood test when I saw this quack. So I said, fuck it. I got to call in. I can't take it anymore. So I call the doctor. The real doctor answers. Turns out that other guy was like a fill-in because the other doctor was on vacation. So this was just like a random guy with a hat and a briefcase, you know, like you've been saying. And the real doctor's like, Jesus Christ, where you been? You got to come in. So I'm like, oh, I got it. I got the HIV.
Wait a minute. He said you have to come in.
He's like, you got to come in.
He didn't tell you anything on the phone?
No. He goes, you got to come in. Where have you been?
HIV.
And I was like, dude, I'm not in LA anymore. I'm in New Haven. And he's like, all right, well, do you have a minute? And I'm like, oh my God. I'm freaking out. My legs go weightless. I'm terrified.
So he's got to vomit right now.
Yeah, it was so terrifying.
He's got to tell you over the phone. He says you got to come in to tell you. But now he's like, all right, you got a minute.
Yeah, like pretty much saying, are you sitting down? So I was like, oh my God, I'm fucked. This is it. You know, I'm in New Haven. I'm in a shitty hotel. I'm shitting, you know, froyo. It's crazy.
And then you got to do an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Brace yourself. Bill Dawes is your father.
You want a little bit ginger.
That's worse than AIDS.
not unless you like Game of Thrones.
At least AIDS sticks around.
You're going to know that you got AIDS.
Right. You can't get rid of it. Oh, boy. Sorry, Billy. You look great.
Right.
Huge cock. You're fine.
AIDS isn't going to go do an off-Broadway play for 9 years.
How is Avenue Q, by the way? All right. So the guy goes, yeah. I was like, just give it to me straight. What do I have? And the doctor goes, all right, look, you have a thing called H. And I heard the letter H, so I just lost it. He goes, you have a thing called H. pylori. And I was like, oh, my God, what is it? Because when you think you have AIDS, you'll take anything. I'm like, I'll take herpes. I'll take syphilis, whatever. So he's like, you have a thing called H. pylori. You ate some bad shit. And it's eating your stomach lining, and you're
what
so fatigued because your body is trying to fight it off, but it can't do it. So I'm on like 30 antibiotics. I'm taking like 8 pills a day. I'm taking a rinse. I have to rinse this shit out because my tongue had spots. It's crazy, but I'm healthy now, and I'm back.
Yay!
All right, so you almost died.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, it couldn't be that bad.
I made it worse, though, with the booze and the stress.
Is there any chance you could die still?
I think I'm all right
this
now.
This podcast would blow up if like after it you just fall out.
No, I think I'm all right now.
Oh, fuck.
Somebody else had this recently that I know.
Yeah, you get it. People go to Africa and get it and
somebody
shit like that.
Fucking had this because I just Googled this. Yeah, it's Helicobacter pylori.
Yes.
Like, that's the actual full name. So, I know about this fucking disease. Somebody else that we know,
it's
another
brutal.
Comic dude, just went through this whole shit.
Is that right?
Where was he, though? Was he near where you're at?
Yeah.
And did he fuck a fat chick?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'd love to know.
You got it from food.
That's what I hear.
Do you know what?
What did you eat?
I think I pinpointed it. When I was in Madison, Wisconsin, I ate at a Chinese restaurant, and I got the Singapore noodles, and I remember thinking, this tastes funny. But I like it.
Man.
And I kept eating it. And 2 days later, that was it.
Wow. Singapore noodles.
Singapore noodle.
You got
my gay porn name. Yeah. So, but I'm all right now. And I'll tell you, man, when you're that sick and you don't know what it is, it's brutal.
Poor fat girl. All the bad karma you put up with. She gave me AIDS.
Right.
Poor girl just wanted to fuck a thin guy.
Right.
Do you think you made her sick?
No, I don't think
I had it. Is it contagious
then.
That way?
No, it's
like
not.
Like gastro or whatever?
No.
So you have to eat the food. So you eat some nasty Chinese fucking noodle dish that was in a bucket.
Yes, in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
Chinese,
were you at the State?
Comic Con State.
How great is that club?
That's where I did the album.
How hot is the fucking
so
two
hot.
Girls?
Oh, my God. The Greeks. Anne and Eve.
They're so beautiful.
Oh.
And the mother's beautiful. And the father's cool.
Cool guy.
And it's just a...
And they love comedy. And they
love
help
comedy.
You.
What about the other comics?
What about them?
Oh, they were a little weird.
A little weird. A little clingy.
Yeah, they were not a clingy, but they were a little clicky, some of them.
Do you guys want us to leave?
Well,
we're just talking about gigs on the road. you're coming with me this week. Don't worry about it, baby doll.
There you go.
I'm bringing Lewis with me to the Wilbur Theater.
Oh, boy, that's a great gig.
I'm fucking pumped about that, dude.
It's
going to
be fun.
That.
Have you ever done a theater?
Just for that show that I can't talk about.
Right.
Oh,
it's
really?
A beautiful theater. This is where Marlon Brando actually got a start in theater.
What?
He lived there for 2 months. at the Wilbur Theater.
Wow.
He was homeless, so he lived in the theater. And we also have a guest. Here's the thing. My friend's girlfriend's brother, I believe his brother, little brother or something like that. Yeah, true. I'm on the phone with him once, like months ago. He goes, we were talking about comedy. I go, look, and here's the deal. You get your shit together. I'll give you 5 minutes on my show if you want to do it.
That's huge.
I thought, you always think that he's going to go, fuck that. And I didn't do it. And this guy spent the last 6 months doing this.
Great. So what's the Wilbur, man?
He's ready to go. So this kid is going, you're going to go up. And, hey, what's up? And then you're going to bring this kid up.
That's funny.
As a special.
And he's doing 5 minutes?
He's going to do 5 minutes.
He's done stage.
Never.
He's never done an open mic.
Never.
What?
He's going to die.
That's great.
I don't know, dude.
He's going to die a death.
Well, you're there to fucking undie it.
Oof.
How are you sweeping?
Look, if anybody could fucking get a crowd back,
it's you.
Can I make fun of him?
Yeah, but what if he kills? No,
that's good. No, I hope he kills, dude. Good for him.
Yeah, I'm hoping that he kills.
Which, by the way, a lot of times, every comic story, the first time they go up, they always end up doing better than the
bar. That's true. That's true. And then later they suck.
And then they suck for a year or two. But the first time, for some reason, there's a weird nerves. Like, I did well my first time.
Me too.
Yes, because all their friends are there to support them on the very first show.
I had no friends.
It was a,
we know.
And no mother, no father.
Yeah, you're still that way. Fucking selfish cunt.
But that's fucking, I had a cousin just hit me up the other day. I actually posted this on Facebook. We had a whole chat, a conversation. She was like, hey, I'm really interested in doing comedy. And she was my family, so I wanted to like really give it to her straight.
You're telling the same story I just told that Mark Bolton yawned at.
No, but it went the opposite way because I broke it. I was like, write 5 minutes, practicing in the mirror, gave her all this advice. What website to go on
to? The worst advice ever. Why would you look at yourself?
With a hairbrush.
In front of you, the mirror.
You don't need to look in the mirror.
Before you go up on stage.
A picture of looking at the mirror. So, where are you from?
Nice shirt.
Nice shirt, queer.
No, it's a female cousin. I gave her all these comics to go watch before that I think are great and diverse. I gave her websites to go find open mics on. Long ass paragraph. And then I told her, I was like, look, it's not that easy for the first 5-10 years. You're going to, you have to really try to find yourself. You have to love it, and it's really hard, and it's just not a fun thing the same
way. Get to it.
So then at the end of all of it, she goes, never mind, I don't want to feel that way.
Oh, wow.
That's a smart woman.
Yeah, good for her.
I wish I said that fucking 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Fucking unbelievable. That was a long ass story.
But the Wilbur, you gotta, if you're doing a theater, you got to get a big rattle. Can't have those little mini altos. You need a bigger box.
You're on the biggest stage now, darling.
Yeah.
I just did the Just for Laughs tour. It's the smaller one. That's,
can you say it a little bit more like Artie Lang?
Just did the Just for Laughs tour up in Canada.
Oh, that's pretty good.
We
stab.
Mark Norman is on the show tonight.
Wow, that was amazing.
Yeah, I know it is. It's fucking crazy.
Jeez,
I was up there, and these fucking Canadians—they love hockey. What the fuck? what's the thing called where they get the puck and they use a broom or something up there, and they
that's great.
What is that thing called? The fucking fucking queers up there. You know?
The best guests we've had on the show today.
I was up there. I did a show with three other comedians. Mike, Mike McDonald, who's this fucking guy. He's 3 Showtime hour specials.
Is that the Mad TV guy?
No.
Oh, no, it's somebody else.
He's a Canadian, holy shit. Okay. Everybody knows him guy.
He was at Gotham a few weeks ago.
No, sir.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Who?
Mike McDonald.
Where?
The only reason I know, because I know the name Michael McDonald, the singer, Michael McDonald, the fighter, and Michael McDonald, the comedian.
Really?
Yeah.
So what did he look like?
I didn't see him. I just saw his name on the fucking thing, dude.
I don't think it was the same guy. I think you're talking about the guy from Boston, maybe.
If there's another Michael McDonald, that was the guy at Gotham.
I think you're. I'm gonna look right now. Take over the show, Lewis.
All right, so anyway, this week in MMA news, guys. Did you guys see Vanderlei Silva and Chael Sonnen go at it on the Ultimate Fighter Brazil?
Shut up. Listen, no. Mark, I want to ask you something.
What is it, fatty? Hit
Can
me.
You... I know that means that you love me.
Oh, yeah, you're doing great.
Great. Can you, when you were doing The Voice, you said that you were sick and one of the judges could see you were sick.
Yes.
And can you tell me what happened?
Not on the air,
probably,
Kelly.
Shouldn't, but it was okay. It was pretty surreal, I'll just say that.
All right. Can I just say something real quick?
Yeah.
Opie from Obie Anthony, he fucked me this week. He goes, Bobby Kelly looks like Linda Ronstadt. Oh. So I got all these tweets with me and my face on her. I really look like her.
I can see it, yeah. Oh
my God.
I don't
go ahead,
know much, but I know I love you.
Wait, what's her name? I want to Google that.
Let me be.
Go ahead, I'm sorry, Kelly. Go ahead, take over the show.
No, he can't talk about it. So
yeah, but it was a crazy week. And
Has anyone ever lost a job because they talked about a show they shouldn't? I mean, is that a myth? I feel like it doesn't happen.
They stressed it a million times. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't go on a podcast.
And
don't tweet it. Don't Facebook it.
It doesn't matter, but they say
that. We've had issues here before. We've had to go back through episodes and delete stuff because people shouldn't have spoken about stuff.
Yeah, I mean, look, more than anything else, you don't want to piss off producers that might one day want to work with you again.
Right.
Look, I did it. On the first
That's
last
advice from you, Bobby.
I did it. I fucking pissed them off, and it affected my career. Look, I did Last Comic Standing the second year. They asked me the first year. I didn't do it. The second year, we all did it because of the success Voss and everything. You know,
right.
Whatever. And I was like, they're not going to pick me because I am edgy. I'm too dirty. It's too clean of a show.
Real ass dude.
And I knew it. And this is when cameras first came out. The little Casios, but they had video.
I was like, well, you were way off when cameras first came out. 100 years,
did
dude.
Cameras with video.
Yeah.
Little personal cameras when you could record like little video clips, MP3 files, whatever the fuck they were, right?
Like a flip cam.
And before flip. And I was recording. I'm at the strip, and I'm recording. We're not getting in, you know, like DC Benny. They're not picking us, dude. And I'm like, I'm recording myself. They're not going to pick me.
Right. They hate that.
So I was on, because I knew they weren't, and they were on stage. The judges were nice. They were nice guys. And of course it comes down, and I go, they want you to make a face. So when they announced the last guy, smile.
Right.
I was actually talking on my fucking flip phone at the time. Like looking at my foot.
We lost.
Oh shit.
Fuck it. All right, we'll work it out. You good? You back in?
And we're back in the room.
Because it's 5 o'clock and everybody's using the fucking computers now.
Ah.
Suck a dick. Well, we're recording, so I don't give a shit. Okay. Here's the deal. So we'll keep doing it because you're fucking ruining the regular show.
The 35 people in the chat room.
Yeah, the 10 people that are watching exposed to the fucking 50,000 that listen. So I when they announced the last guy, some black dude, I go, him? I go, who's he?
Yeah.
And I did all the stupid, but then Cringe Humor picked it up, and he ran a fucking, you know, he ran with it.
Right.
And put my name in it. You know, like he did, like I took a picture of Jay Moore one day. We were on O&A.
Yeah.
And I took a picture of Jay next to me, and I tweeted it, hanging with Jay and Norton in the studio. They, fucking Patrick took the photo, wrote this shit about Jay's hairline, and then put photo by Robert Kelly. Like I'm on consignment with Cringe Humor taking photos. And then I get a phone call from Jay. I'm like, dude, I took a photo as a friend.
Right.
Somebody took that and did something with it, you fuck.
Jesus.
You know, it wasn't me. I would never throw a comic under the bus. Even if I didn't like you, I still wouldn't do that. But then these guys, he wrote some shit and I talked about some shit and they read it and they were fans.
Yeah.
And then they were hurt by what I said. Ah. And it was dumb.
Because they're people, dude. That's the funny part. All these producers are just 25, 26-year-old fans of comedy and the entertainment industry.
Are you kidding me? They're all 40-year-old suits who don't give a shit, I think.
Bro.
I don't know anything about the entertainment industry.
Yeah. Lewis did one thing.
I'm just saying, most of the shows...
Jim Serpico is on the line. Hang on one second. Jim Serpico, you are on live with YKWD. Jim,
are you there?
Hey.
Jim, you're on live, buddy, with YKWD. What's up?
Not much. How you doing, buddy?
You're with Mark Norman, Bill Dawes, Louis J. Gomez, Kelly Fat Tit, Festuca, and Chris Scopo. What's happening, man?
Oh, not much. Hey, everyone. I'm just checking in, Bobby. Everything good?
Yeah, we're doing a thing right now. If you go to, what's the, berries.com?
Berries.com.
Berries.com, and you order chocolate-covered strawberries for Kelly and send them to the Comedy Cellar, she's going to show one of us her one tit.
For half a second.
All right, I'll order two right now.
Yeah, every one she gets, it's a second we add on.
No.
So if like 10 people do, we get a 10-second tit watch.
That's not that bad.
All right.
All right.
Is that like whale watching?
All right, buddy. I'll call you when we're done. You got anything to say to Lewis?
Yeah, when it's your tits.
What does that mean? Yeah. Happy birthday.
You motherfucker. It was 15 days ago, Jim. 15 days ago.
I'm waiting for the right time, and this isn't it.
All right, Serp. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Peace. He's funny.
By the way, Kelly said nobody missed that because I don't want to interrupt the phone call. But when we said it was a 10-second tit watch, she said it'll be like whale watching. It was like, yeah, it was your tits.
That's pretty funny, Kelly. You set yourself up for a really good one.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Do we know that her tits are nice, or are they just packaged?
I know nicely? Personally.
No, we don't.
You
know.
Do know?
No, yeah.
She
you
pulled
don't.
A nip out recently. It was
no,
great.
No, I didn't.
Yes, I feel
did.
Like they're kind of like her arms, or like moolah tits, maybe.
I don't mind Kelly's arms now that they're like proportioned it. Like the bottom is as fat as the top.
Yeah.
They're fine as long as they're
like
not moving.
You're like, oh, Jesus Christ. When is that?
I'm a mess.
When she's sleeping?
Yeah, I like her when she's
I'm
sleeping.
Kelly, I'm a fatty so I can do this, but I like you chunky, so
okay.
Good for you.
Kelly's arms move in pictures. like Harry Potter pictures.
It's like, what are you, hummingbird wings.
Yeah, constantly going. I can get flight.
That's like Dumbo's ears.
All right.
All right.
So, baby,
we really milked those tits.
All right.
So here's the deal. What were we talking about?
We're talking about you fucking with Moore.
Oh yeah, we went on from that. But yeah, the moral of the story is that you never know, and people are your fans. You never know who's your fans, even if they don't pick you.
Yeah.
Something. 5 years down the road that they're producing, they're like, dude, we love you ever since that.
Right.
And we've been dying to get you in something, and here's our chance. I remember the first time I was telling Jimmy when we did the Apostle, the first time I met Apostle, they were auditioning for Project Greenlight.
Oh, God. Mm.
And some fucking, I was in an acting class, and some idiot was like, yeah, when I go into auditions, like if it calls for a basketball, I'll bring a basketball.
Hey.
And I'm like, should I? Maybe I was like in that point where I was like, maybe I should. You know, not pantomime, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, my God, so was it Lewis?
You should do. He goes, you should do some stuff. You give yourself business.
That's not a bad idea.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea.
I went and bought a package of nuts. And my thing was, I'm gonna be eating nuts. I'm going to be the guy who eats nuts.
Yeah, that's just an excuse
I go to the audition, and I fucking start throwing nuts in my mouth. But not knowing, I forgot that you can't talk with a mouthful of nuts.
Kelly.
So I'm literally mumbling.
Huh? Joey Liss isn't here, so I'm going to go, what?
I got a wacky audition story that happened last week. It's a quick one. It's a quick one if we can do it.
Yeah, all right. Let's do it.
So I did an audition. There's a Tina Fey movie being shot, and there's an audition for a guy who's
always dropper.
Yeah, it's a guy who's always on. That's the role. And it's like, I could do this. It's all over the top. It's wacky. So I go in and I add all these lines. I'm killing. And it's at a wedding. I'm supposed to shout stuff out to like ruin the wedding. And I'm like, oh, don't marry her. She's a whore. You're gay. And then at the end, for some reason, that I was killing so hard, it just yelled out, fuck them faggots. And the room went ice cold. God. I don't know where it came from. Yeah,
from your,
I was
from your
killing.
Fucking inner gut where your father gave you.
Mark, you got fired recently from a gig.
Oh,
TV
yeah.
Show
that was too. A hell of a story.
What's
that?
Oh, I got fired from AOL. I had a huge, biggest gig of my life, biggest payday of my life. AOL. I'm hosting the Halloween. Halloween. It's a while ago. I'm hosting the Halloween show, streaming live from 1 to 2 every day for a week. It paid like $5,000 a day.
My God.
Yeah, it was a game show, and it was a costume contest, and I was the host. I had a tuxedo on. I had a live audience. I'm riffing. I'm raffing. I'm killing. And they're like, be edgy. Be funny. I was like, all right. So I'm making fun. Oh, this guy's gay. Look at these Jews. Blah, blah, blah. And then
he's doing the Luis Gomez.
Yeah. Catwoman comes up. She had a big whip. She looks super hot.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, all right, Catwoman, boy, you look hot. Blah, blah. And then she goes off, and an African queen comes on.
Oh, you yelled out.
And I go, hey, watch that whip around the African.
Whoa.
I was so proud of that line. Yeah, when I said it, I was like, "This is gonna kill!" And the audience just went, "Oh boy!" So the cameras just went, like, they stopped filming. The lights went down. The curtain broke. Yeah.
awesome.
This is day one. Day one of the shoot. I have a whole week of this to do.
That's
this
great.
Is day one.
Cameras went down. They just turned off.
Well, I'm just kidding.
He's being funny, you yes. fucking idiot.
Oh, they're in line for her.
She doesn't get it.
Cameras aren't living.
No, but I like the idea of the director going, shut it down. Shut it down.
The camera's eyelashes shut, and then a tear fell.
Hyperbole there. Come on, Tubbs. Get with it. So,
dude, I want him on the show permanently.
Oh, jeez. It's been a fucking year. I don't know. You guys want to have me back?
Oh, you're the best.
All right. So I say this
Joe
line.
List and Dana out.
This is the show.
Joe List just texted me. He's drinking again. All right. So I say that line. We go to the next shoot. I have to wear drag and do Man on the Street in drag. It was a terrible gig.
Settle down, Bill.
So I'm wearing a full dress. I got fake eyelashes, a wig. I'm covered in makeup.
Can you talk a little slower, please?
I'm convinced that's not his daughter. That was him in drag.
So I'm in full. I got a drag queen putting drag shit on me. I'm wearing high heels.
And look, this is not Giannis. He doesn't do this.
No.
This is like a thing.
This is a new thing. Yes. I'm doing it for the gig. The money's great.
Right.
So the producer comes in. He's like kind of a square dude, you know, suit guy. He comes in. He goes, can everyone leave the room? So it's a bunch of makeup girls.
Oh, no.
I'm in front of the makeup mirror, you know, with all the lights and everything.
Dressed as a woman?
Dressed as a woman. I have a sparkly green dress on.
You're lying.
I swear to God, huge wig, everything. Eye makeup, everything.
Drag.
Lipstick, rouge. I'm wearing rouge. So the producer comes in and he goes, hey, Mark, we got to talk. And I had no idea. I wasn't ready for it. I was like, yeah, what's up, John, or whatever his name was. And he goes, we're going to have to let you go. And I was just like, most humiliating moment of my life, being fired in a dress and a wig.
Oh, God.
Did you know the reason why?
I said, was it because of that line? He said, yeah, that was crazy. And AOL is attached to HuffPo.
Yeah.
So you can't fuck with anything racially.
Yeah, it's AOL is corporate America.
Yes, it is. But it pisses me off.
But you're dressed up as a woman.
Well, they told me to be edgy. They told me to be funny. They said,
edgy, not racist, you fucking Ku Klux Klan member.
But it wasn't racist.
Dude, whip? A whip with a slave?
I said, watch the whip around the African.
Yeah. African, first of all, you don't call him that anymore.
Well, she was an African.
She was
queen.
African.
That was her costume.
Yeah, African. But you can't just say African. You have to put queen at the end of it.
Is she wearing blackface?
African. She was it's black. Not as funny.
No, look, dude, it is genuinely funny, but I like you have to use common sense. I would have known that that's a line you can't fucking say.
No, but
this
is coming from
you
would not have. You would have said the N-word.
That's not true.
You could have watched the whip around that fucking Negro.
Dude, I did fucking warm up. I did warm up. I wasn't very good at it, but I stayed
within
the
parameters. We heard. I talked to the guy who was on the show. We brought up, what was his name?
Mike, was it Costa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We brought him on the show.
No, what did he say about me? He said it was bad?
You listened to the episode. You haven't listened to it yet?
Somebody gets real. Oh. You're not a real ass dude. You're just real right now.
Motherfucker swapping shit. He said I wasn't good.
No, I'm kidding.
Called you a hack.
Yeah, he said you're a hack. He said what you were was not that good.
Yeah.
He said he's seen better. He said what you tried too hard to be something you're not, and that puts you in a box where you were actually something that nobody wanted.
He said that he felt bad for you. He said watching you as a comic, he felt really bad for you.
And he also said your kid is Downsy.
Yeah, he said your kid's not your own. I said your kid. Yeah,
I'm gonna punch Michael Costa.
But kidding. No, I just made all that up.
That was a great review.
That was great. That was well really played. Good.
That's how I feel.
Right.
The thing is, though, Mark, you're in a dress.
Your fucking accent.
Oh my God.
How long have I known you? It still makes me fucking shiver.
You know, you're dressed up as a woman.
I hope
that's
you,
even
I
worse.
Hope,
that's worse.
I hope when you meet your father in Italy, you choke on his homemade salami.
I actually don't believe you were in a dress when you got fired. I think you're making up for the story.
I know.
Scouts,
I don't believe
honor.
You.
Scouts honor.
The thing is, though, if you're dressed up in drag and an AOL Huff Post, once that would have aired, there would have been some. The transgender community are fucking brutal. There were some racism. Well, like they would have been on that. Like,
no.
Let me tell you, this is very, very.
You can say anything. I made gay jokes, Jewish jokes, Asian jokes. You can't make black jokes. I don't know why the line there.
It's not black jokes. You can make a black joke. You just can't. You can't bring up. That's like bring up the Holocaust.
I did.
You did. What was the Holocaust joke?
I can't. It was just something like something with.
I had a great. At the roast, I had a great joke about the Holocaust.
Let's hear it.
It was Burr Kreischer. Crusher was the inspiration for the movie Van Wilder. Jim Norton was the inspiration for the movie Philadelphia. And the Stangle Brothers for the inspiration for the Holocaust. You know the Stangle Brothers?
No. But I get it in the context. Yeah.
They're two head writers at Letterman.
Ah.
Greatest guys ever, by the way. Fucking greatest guys. Very funny.
Brothers? Yeah. Jewish brothers?
Two Jewish brothers. They're the head writers of Letterman, and they're fucking the best.
That's Letterman, crazy. Huh?
Yeah. That's how you save it, by the way. He complimented him after he dissed him.
Right, right. But yeah, I made every joke in the book, and it was all fine, but you joke about black people. That's the
line. I think it's because someone complained. It wasn't just because they...
No one complained.
Well, especially like HuffPo, like they're like, it's so true. Like literally, black people can do no fucking wrong to liberal America.
Yeah, I know.
So you can't say shit. You're literally, your hands are fucking tied, dude.
Wait a minute.
I have a theory about it.
First of all, tied by what? Chains?
Black people. They tied me up.
Oh, that's what they use the whips for. I got it.
There you go.
I did, when I did the Curb Your Enthusiasm. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
What did you do?
I fucking mumbled it.
You did that?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You were the New York scene.
Philanthropy.
I was in the New York scene. I was a Red Sox Yankee guy with Mike...
Matt McCarthy.
Matt McCarthy.
I remember that episode.
Fucking funny guy.
Bill Buckner.
So, yeah, Bill Buckner's walking out. So we're supposed to... They're like...
Can you name one more fact about this episode, Mark?
I love Curb.
So here's the deal.
I hate Bobby.
So we're walking out of it. He's supposed to be walking out. In the show, you improv the audition.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so...
How scary is that, by the way?
It was great.
Really?
Because you don't have to learn... They give you one little line you read off of a small little piece of paper, and you go in with Larry and... what's his name?
Jeff?
Jeff, who's... Jeff's the best.
Great improviser.
He's the best, though, but he's the nicest guy. He's the one who... I bombed on my improv for the scene. He literally probably got me this one.
Oh,
just
wow.
Said, you should give him this. Because I'm from Boston, I had the accent.
Right.
So me and Matt are there. I'm thinking we're going to improv. We both come up with all these funny things on our own. And he's supposed to come up and we start yelling at him. So this Bill Buckner's still a pretty rattled guy.
Oh,
he did the show because they gave his daughter, who's an actress, a part on the show.
Wow.
Okay.
It's like you, Bill.
So so he comes out and I yell, you suck, asshole. And I yell, whatever. I yell, you should have bent your knees. You should get a time machine, go back to 86 and bend your knees, you fag. They come up to us. They go, all right, listen, you got to stop. You got to bring it down.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, really? This is Curb Your Enthusiasm. This
right,
is...
HBO.
They're like, yeah, you can't. Buckner was like, whatever. So you see Larry's like, tell him to. So he comes over and tells him, all right, cool. So it comes out again. Ah, fuck you. Hey, asshole. And you got to stop. You got to really bring.
Wow.
We're like, oh, my God. Wow. Okay. So now it's getting weird. Like Larry comes over and goes, just bring it down. I mean, say this or say, So now we're not even improvising.
Right. Yeah.
So he comes out and we do this last take. We do the take and I say, whatever, you suck. And he says, screw you. Just basic horse shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like, all right, we're going to do it one more time. Just let it fly. Do your thing. So I yell, you suck. And Matt yells out, hey, Buckner, go fuck your mother.
Wow.
And you hear just, why would he say that? Larry's like, why would he say that? Why would he say that? Buckner's head just goes down like, what the fuck, man? He's probably heard that his whole life since that stupid ball went through his fucking legs. And it was just the most, and I'm looking at him like, dude, how is fuck you not good?
Right.
And how did you come up with go fuck your mother?
That's what I'm saying in these things. You get all keyed up, You say shit. That's why I said fuck you, them faggots. Matt McCarthy, great guy.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
Hilarious.
Funny guy. Great vine. Well, if we've learned anything from this episode, fucking don't eat noodles in Wisconsin.
Yeah, right.
And there is a line. You can't be a real ass dude all the time.
You can't
be the rattlesnake all the time, Lewis.
Now it's like a monkey.
You've actually lost it. Now it just sounds like Altoids. You had it as a rattlesnake at the beginning.
Yeah, you know what? I'm thinking about retiring the rattlesnake after this episode.
No, don't do that.
That's your best thing you had going.
Wait,
you said you hated it. the beginning, you
no,
fucking
I
bitch.
Love it. It's
the best. Oh, I hate you so much, Kelly. You phony.
What about the next?
Fuck is wrong? Do the rattlesnake. That was.
Yeah. It's back.
Yeah, you got to do it with the right hand. That's what it is.
Uh-huh.
We learned Bill Dawes has a fucking child.
Good looking gal. Hey.
She's very good looking. She's very beautiful.
In a nice way, yeah.
Yeah, she could have been a she's a redhead, dude.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, right.
She could have one of those dead tooths and a fucking dumb mole on her face where it doesn't belong.
Yeah, it could have been a Scopo.
He's got the thing on his mouth.
I saw that.
Oh, boy. You put makeup on it?
No.
Oh, that was a pause.
Is that a herpes? What is that?
No, it's a birth. I'm actually trying to get it removed.
It's a birthmark?
Hopefully they take you a fucking jar off with it.
Yeah, my whole face comes off. It's tattooed. No, they laser it, they said.
Listen.
Did you see that just now?
Scopo, here's what you need to learn how to do, okay? Be funny and not aggressively mean. Listen, you got, look at, see that? Get it off.
What am I doing?
You got a Wahlberg face.
Yeah, you got a fucking, you can't
angry.
Be angry. You got to take a hit, you fucking cocksucker.
My whole fucking face comes off with the birthmark. Yeah, funny, Bobby.
Yeah, you take a hit like a fucking mob guy.
Well,
listen,
that's how I was raised.
Yeah, but unraise yourself, you fucking idiot. You threaten people on the show.
I didn't even threaten anybody.
Yeah, you did. Dumb. Look, you saw it.
I saw it, dude.
This is what his forehead doesn't move. That's what's scary, man. That's what makes him look like he's Dexter. There's nothing.
It's because he's got fucking rage underneath that he's control. He's fucking the Hulk, and he's trying to be Bill Bixby. You're not Bill Bixby. You're the Hulk.
Come
settle
on.
Down.
The Hulk was on TV.
That was funny. I should have got more of a laugh.
Oh, so if it's funny, you don't kill people.
Yeah.
Don't fuck yourself, you mulchin. That was just mean.
That sounds like a weird racial slur.
I just got fired from my podcast. Well, dude, thank you for coming on. This has been a great show. Good one to come back to. I've been away for a couple weeks, and I was really missing the fucking show and doing it. This is one of the funnest things I do in my life right now, and I love the fans for supporting. Everybody, thanks for taking over while I was gone, you three assholes. And Dan and Joe. And who else was on?
Sean Donnelly, Vecchione. No, Greg Stone.
Whoever. I get those two confused.
Yeah.
You're an asshole. That's why you're not a good host.
I'm one of the best podcast hosts in the country right now.
In the country right
in the
now?
Country right now.
Did you do a poll?
No, I've been listening to some podcasts. I'm
all so you. So you made this choice.
What?
You came up with this.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's self-proclaimed, but.
Okay. All right. When are you getting that thing removed off your face?
I don't know. I'm trying to talk to doctors about it.
All right. How are they going to do
not
it?
It's not a bad thing.
Stop.
Let me see it.
Is it nipple growing out of your face?
How would any girl ever kiss you? Like
I don't know. You should ask B.
Oh, damn.
He's
pulling. This is
the cobra and the mongoose.
He's a fucking angry guy. The way he said that, I don't know. You should ask your fucking B.
Yeah.
Ask B. You
and
cunt.
By B, I mean bitch.
Yeah, the thing, it comes out like, it doesn't come out friendly. I don't know. Ask your girl, like with a smile.
Right.
I don't know. Ask your cunt.
Are you a New Yorker?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can feel it.
Yeah. You had to ask that?
Yeah, well, you never know. Whitey. Well, like, you know, Puerto Rican.
Fired.
I'm like, yeah, okay, he's from here.
So they're going to... Do you want it removed?
It has been bothering me before.
Yeah, it bothers us.
So it's a... You know what bothers... All
right, no,
that was funny. That was funny. Fuck you.
That was good.
Take it.
That was
take
good.
It, Gorbachev mouth.
Bobby's back.
Ooh, a reference from 1987.
Man, that's from his old act.
A Cold War reference. Right. Well done.
Wow.
All right, check it out.
Reaganomics, I'll tell you.
I'm filming my special. I think it's in July.
I'm doing warm up on it.
July.
No, but yes, if you'll let me.
I don't know if I'd let you do it.
I don't know if it's as simple as that. Are you
I've
really?
Heard about your warm-up.
Ooh, yeah, Costa.
You're not a good warm-up guy.
That's the rumor.
I don't need you going up and going, where are you from? Where are you from? What do you do? What is going on?
By the way, I did that. And by the way, it was because it's a small show. That's right, Costa. A small show. It's the same. The whole
It's been canceled, by the way.
Has it been canceled? Yeah, it has good.
Been. Oh, good.
So, like, dude, the whole week.
Because of you.
Lewis is like, I don't get it. This works in the mirror.
Now, write that down. Oh, write that down. Works in the mirror.
Jesus.
He's the fucking Jesus Christ,
great,
Norman.
Dude. So,
but look at, I love it. It's like you just stabbed him. Nah, he's good. He's
got
really
good knife skills. Am I going to sit there and fucking
that hurt, ass dude?
That hurt.
So, dude, no, but they have the same. They've busted the same audience of 40 people the whole week every day. So I have 8 minutes of clean jokes and then crowd work. But I can't do any crowd work with these people because I know everything about them.
Yeah, we know why you stunk.
Wait, if you know about them, that crowd work should be easier.
No, it was really bad.
Now, look at, he is no good unless the room is on the verge of killing people.
Yes, yeah, you
that's
do
the
shine.
Only time he's good is when the room stinks. That's his fan base, just yeah. guys who are like, fuck you, fags, yeah. queers, and black people. I'm real. Lewis is real. He's our leader. Fucking Bob comes on and tries to steer the show into real conversation. Lewis just yaps and yells and screams. That's what we love!
Can you introduce
fucking gorilla
me to Big J?
Base. Yeah, you really do just have a shit, weed smoking, fucking cunt fan base. Yeah, yeah.
Gromites out there, I love you, baby.
What are they called?
Gromites.
You have the same fans as Cypress Hill.
Here's the deal. The fact that you're naming your fans, I'm done helping you. Whatever I've Go given mice. You so far, I hope it takes you the rest of the way because it's done. I hope I find you on a road with no gas with one Gromite.
Where are Gromites now?
Gomites.
Fucking
sounds like an STD.
Lewis wants a fucking Sufi so bad. He wants a shirt with a fist.
Right.
A fist, a thumb, and a finger.
Right.
Gomites. Fucking
Oh, man.
That's Lewis's logo. Fucking real ass dude. That's a lowercase R.
Speaking of which, guys, go to riotcast.com to get your brand new real ass dude t-shirts.
Listen, we haven't got them yet.
Down.
They're going to be soon.
They're not here yet.
One day.
I am looking into them. We are going to get real ass dude shirts for this fucking idiot.
Oh, I'll buy one of those.
Yeah, of course you will. Why wouldn't you buy one? Why wouldn't you buy the fucking... Why, you a Gomite? We should all be Gomites. I fucking hate it. I really hate what
Gomites.
I should have just let you go to L.A. What was I thinking? Scopo, he was literally a week away...
out the door.
...from packing up his fucking thing and becoming a
week,
Mexican.
He was a day away.
He packed up his apartment.
No, my shit was already gone.
Gone? His shit was gone, and I had to open my...
in your apartment.
Literally had to open my fat fucking mouth.
Yeah, you would have been cast as a cholo in a week.
You know what he'd
be on Sons of Anarchy.
I guarantee what he'd be doing. He wouldn't be anywhere. He wouldn't have a management. He'd be out there with Nate, and Nate would have to give him the speech. Look, man, you gotta go, man.
Right.
I said a month, and you've been here for fucking 3 months. There's in a garage. You can maybe lay a van, but my wife, it's done, man. You've been here. You've been living in our kitchen with your wife and kid.
See, what are you? You're doing,
we're sick of hearing your girlfriend cry at night.
You're doing Sling Blade.
I should have just fucking goodbye. See, like, I love it. Come back whenever you want. We wouldn't have to deal with any of this. Any Gomites?
He'd be fatter, too.
Oh, he'd be a mess. He'd be selling oranges right in the fucking middle of the road.
Flowers.
He'd be hustling some shit room.
Yeah.
At some cookie factory. I got a show. It's called Real Ass Dude at the Cookie Factory.
But yeah, you're too real for LA. They don't like that shit over there.
Oh, God.
You got to stay here.
He'd be arrested. He'd be fucking... Because somebody would say something to him, and he wouldn't get passive-aggressive. He wouldn't have to deal with that.
Right.
Some famous person would put him in his place.
First of all, I've had a blast every time I've been to LA.
You're visiting.
Yeah, because you're coming home.
Right. You would punch out Bobby Lee in a second.
Yeah, as soon as he took his pants off.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck are you doing, dude? That's not real ass, dude. That's real ass queer. I should have just let it go. What was I thinking?
How long is this fucking thing?
We're out.
Way?
We're done right now.
We lost fucking signal again, too.
Jesus. Boot it back up, brother, if you can. All right, so what do we got? Mark, what do you got, brother?
Can I plug a couple things?
Please. This is coming out next week, right?
We've got a few in the can, so it's up to you.
It's a great episode.
Let's put this one out next week, okay?
Okay.
This one comes out next Monday.
All right, check out my podcast, Tuesdays with Stories with Joe List.
Millions.
Millions and billions of listeners. We get tons of gifts. It's amazing.
Really?
No.
Kelly was going to leave my show. What do you get? I used to get gifts here.
Yeah. Check in. I'll go to the Twitter at Mark Norm and check out my website, marknorman.com.
One of the funniest guys coming up. Everybody knows about him. You've heard about him. And if you haven't, you're an idiot. His stand-up is amazing. He's the quickest motherfucker around.
Jeez,
so make sure you go follow him and Joe, their podcast over at the fucking the other
network.
Yeah, those legit numbers.
And also, Norman, one of the best roasters I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Thanks.
Kills.
Thanks.
Like, you don't want to fucking
I've been roasted by him today. It's fine. I get it.
Alright, so Dawes, what do you got besides a daughter?
Hey, I'm doing Comedy Juice the 22nd at Gotham.
Hey, okay, that's a paid gig.
That was funny. You can't fuck with funny, Dawes.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I know
that's
you want to fucking give him an Uma Plata. But you can't.
You can send that $25 right to Malibu.
Oh, fuck it out. It's getting fucking dark.
Sorry, Dawes.
All right, what else you got, Dawes?
Oh, that and then just ran. But Comedy Juice Tuesday is a good one. So,
that's it?
Website?
What do you mean?
What about your play?
Oh, yeah, you can go see my play. It closed, but there are pictures of it online.
Jesus.
How was it?
How was it? It was 2 months, and it didn't take. We were the flop of the season.
Oh. Sorry, buddy. Are you going to get something else?
I thought. You
Can
know.
You be positive, please, brother?
I want to be positive, but it's a fucked up situation in my life right now. It's a fucked up time. Yeah.
Listen, now you know how your daughter feels.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, dude, God, hey, Lou, what the fuck, man?
We just got it. I was talking to
Lou. Lou.
Oh, fucking no.
My arms. My arms.
Kelly's arms probably got some daughters.
You wonder why your kid's going to become fucking retarded.
Kelly's arms do look pregnant.
Listen, brother.
All right.
We all go through that shit, so don't fucking worry about it. We all go through, everything's going great, and then it just disappears.
Right.
You know what I mean? Hopefully Lewis goes through it more, so he'll feel what you're feeling.
Yeah, no, my Broadway show closed the same time the baby mama went crazy and drove a car into a tree. So it was a tough week.
It's all right, brother. You're here. You're doing jujitsu. You got a big mule.
Yeah.
And you're a funny motherfucker.
I know I have a bigger cock. Look how small his hands are. He's like carny hands. He must have the smallest cock,
I got a pretty small wang.
Yeah. Oh, really?
But you're funny and
smart.
Just
burned. It may not be long, but it is thin.
Yeah, he's got the long and thin one.
Yeah, I got a
looks like one of those spaceships from Star Wars.
Oh,
I didn't know the name of the spaceship.
I got a pixie stick here.
What is it called? All right,
the X-Wing fighter?
X-Wing fighter.
Can somebody say one more not funny thing about Mark's stick? Can we just get one more out, please?
See, it doesn't work if you admit that it's small, then the jokes are fucked. You know?
All right, so Bill, check out Bill on Twitter and check out his show, Juice. Very funny guy. Great guy.
Great guy.
And Lewis, what do you got, brother?
Guys, check me out May 2nd and 3rd. Me and Chris Scopo, Joker's Wild, and Oni Perez from the Hammer Fisting Podcast.
Oh, Oni.
Joker's Wild, 2 nights, 3 shows. Come and check us out. Visit me on my website, KellyFestucaSucks.com. That really is the website, guys. Go check out my other dates. All around the country. Also, guys, follow me on Twitter at Lewis J. Gomez. I'm almost at 2,700, so I do feel 300 more. I'll feel like a real person.
You're almost near Kelly. Yep.
Kelly's got 4,000.
Yeah.
You're nice. Almost
over 4,000.
You flash those tits, might get a few more.
Hubba.
All right, and this show's going to be out by the time we come back, but it'll be a good show.
We had a great time.
We had a great time
in Boston, guys.
Yeah, Lewis didn't fucking step over a boundary once and make me mad.
Nice.
Do you want to really say that?
That's a dream you're going to have, Bobby.
It's a dream I have.
Dream, yeah.
It's a dream I have that he is fucking a nice person. So anyways, Kelly, what do you got?
Just follow me on Twitter, KellyFastUCA.
How many followers do your thighs have?
Kelly, what do you got, Bubba?
Okay, that's my Twitter.
Listen, here's what you do.
My website.
Just take the hits.
Yeah, it took it.
Yeah, you got fat. You're fat now. Be fat. That's my advice to you.
Oh, my God.
No, because I've been there, and I'm coming down, but I'm still... Listen, just take it.
It's fine. Yeah, no, I got it.
I think you're pretty fat. You need to meet a fat guy.
Yeah.
I love fat dudes so much. Yeah, I love them.
You should date Jessica Kearson.
What the fuck does that mean?
I saw it.
I love Jessica.
I love she's the best.
She's great.
How are you going to say that after you said that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Scopo, what do you got?
See me on Twitter at Chris Scopo. That's really it.
Just so you can read the hits.
Are you becoming a serial killer?
Yeah. No, I mean, what do you want me
Scopo,
to say?
I don't know. Maybe something nice positive with zip to it. This is Chris Scopo. What do you got, Scopo? Follow me on Twitter, on Facebook, if you want.
Well,
I don't give a fuck.
The cameras. The cameras are all fucked up, so I'm worried about this. I'm trying to get everything
good.
Yeah,
you can be worried and still give you dates with a fucking little zing to it.
I don't really have that many dates, Bobby, but I got with Lewis.
What? Yeah, so plug that again.
We just plugged it. Well,
oh, God.
May 1st. Well, are we doing something in June, too?
I think we do go to June. I don't know the date, though.
It's a one-nighter.
Yeah.
See, if he didn't take his wife, I was going to tell him to take you to the fucking Wilbur gig. You know that?
Take me.
Hold on, time out. We can still take him to the Wilbur gig.
Take me. Don't take him.
You gotta let him. No, it's you and your wife in the hotel room.
Well, no, he can drive because then we don't rent a car, and then that money. Hold on, the money we were gonna spend on the car, it's cheaper to rent another hotel room. You're better, more financially viable.
Huh? What about Kelly?
I don't want to go.
Yeah, Kelly, you just he just put me in a pickle.
I know. I mean, it's a car. I always lose shit to people with cars. Always.
That's it. That's it. The car.
Yeah, that's right. Because I'm an expense. People have to bring me out
there.
The
car. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yes.
All right.
Well, you're a human airbag.
Yeah. All right, well,
I'm going to work this out after the show, but I was kidding.
Oh, all right.
No, but no. So let's. I mean, if that's what you. I don't know. We'll talk about it. Anyways,
I got a thing for that Taylor chick who runs the Wilbur. She's kind of cute.
She's beautiful.
Yeah,
she's hot.
Bloomreich.
Yeah.
You can give her your HIV.
All right, check it out. What do I got, Scopo?
All righty, so, Bobby Kelly, May 1st. He's at the Harrah's in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
I'm with me and Nick DiPaolo headlining.
That's
so
gonna be a good one.
It's we did it already up in the Catskills, wherever the fuck we were.
Wow.
Unbelievable show. He went out first. I had to follow him, which I don't give a fuck. Nick's funny, but you know, I got, you know, we both do what we got, but he was a great show. He killed it.
Yeah.
Fucking the night, he did crowd work, which I really see him do. He fucked with the crowd a little bit, and then he went into, he's fucking so fucking funny, man. Scary funny.
He's the best.
God damn it. So me and him, May 1st, Harrah's, Atlantic City, New Jersey. What else?
May 2nd, 3rd, you're at the Stress Factory, New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Ba-boom.
Check that out.
Friday, Saturday night.
The 10th, you're at the Chance in Poughkeepsie, New York. June 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, you're at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Marco Island.
Ooh.
Bam. And then I'm going back to San Francisco. Yeah, I got a lot of dates. Go to RobertKellyLive.com for all my dates. Make sure you get your tickets if you're going to get them now. Don't make me wait that week. Is anybody going to come? And then you guys walk in before show.
Right.
And if you listen to the podcast, say you're a fan of the podcast, not just to me, to everybody in this room, all the people on the show, if you listen to them or you hear or heard about them from this show, after the show, just go up and say, fan of the podcast. Listen to the YKWD. Let us know that you're there. You guys are the best fans in the fucking world. Thank you for supporting not only this show, but also supporting all the comics on the show and our live stand-up comedy. Do I have anything else I got to tell them? I think that's it, right?
Dan... Dan
tonight. This is not going to matter to you listening to the show on Monday, but you guys listening live all fucking
It's all fucked up. I lost it again.
Jeez.
So there's really no point in telling anybody.
Tonight is his Conan.
Yeah.
Well, Dan was on Conan. He crushed it. Go back and
Dan had a meltdown and committed suicide on Conan.
He said some black joke about whipping Africans and they fucking kicked him off.
He went right into the Russian voice.
He does a lot of voices. I saw him run the set.
Go down alley to right. Blah, blah,
you think
blah.
This is bad joke?
This is almost a vampire. All right, you guys, thanks for listening to the show. You know what, Dan?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.